No one's dying.
It's just going from one government-subsidized television station to another.
You know what? She never goes off work. Kate Andrews is news editor of the Institute of Economic Affairs. Thank you so much for joining us. Steve Topple, freelance journalist, writer for the left-wing news site, The Canary. Thank you. I'd love to get the Corbynistas' insight on Bake Off. We did not expect that. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Really appreciate you joining us. Delighted to be joined in the studio. A busy studio this Friday afternoon by Mr. John Holmes. What's happening on
your show? I was just thinking, by the way, the Bake Off, you say no one's died, but that could be the new format. We don't know yet.
Oh, you know what?
It could be Bake Off to the death. We don't know.
We don't know.
If you have a soggy bottom on your sponge, then you get executed.
Yeah, Paul Hollywood has...
That would motivate me.
Paul Hollywood has an evil glint in his eye, doesn't he? And he looks like he could kill a man. So easily. I'm just going to
I think he probably has killed. Can I say that legally? He has not killed.
Julia Hartley Brewer just said Paul Hollywood is a murderer on the radio. Live. That's what she said.
He has not
making
been
making the news agenda.
For legal reasons.
I'll be doing an article on the Canary about that.
Julia Hartley Brewer called Paul Hollywood a murderer.
Are you going to tell us anything about what's happening on
the show? Oh, it's Friday, so, you know, stuff. There'll be a man in a lift. He'll be taking the texts and the tweets we get from the trolls and the haters. He'll be going to the lift with them. We don't report these people. We take their hateful abuse. We go to the lift, and a man called Con goes in the lift. It travels downwards through the building, and he reads them out loud. It's a feature we call condescending.
Absolutely.
It's like wordplay.
I'm going to forward some of my abusive tweets this week. Yeah. I was called a fat and a C word.
I saw that, Julia. I mean, that's ridiculous. You're not fat.
Thank you. This is talk radio.
I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Goodness knows what's going to happen after 1 o'clock, but you absolutely have to stay tuned for John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's number one with a silver bullet. Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Trick or treat!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Register by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Worried about opening your door to unwanted visitors? I'm Jamie Siminoff, and my invention, the Ring Video Doorbell, lets you know who's at the door before you open it. With HD video and two-way talk, Ring lets you see and speak with visitors from your smartphone. Ring works on any home, and for just £159, you can install Ring yourself in just minutes. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159, or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio.
Home Wi-Fi required.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
I've got my headphones on.
Good start. John.
Sorry, I'm just sorting myself out. Here we go. Good afternoon, then. Hello. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Friday. It's just after 1 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up first, Brexit challenges dismissed, two children dead after house fire, and a new male contraception.
Talk Radio.
Northern Ireland's High Court has dismissed the first legal challenge to the EU leave vote. A cross-party group of politicians argues it would be illegal to take the country out of the European Union against its wishes. But a judge has ruled there's no legal issue with the UK government triggering exit negotiations. SDLP leader Colm Eastwood, one of the politicians who brought the case, says they won't give up.
We're clearly disappointed at the result today, but we're also determined to stand by the people who give us our mandate, the 56% of people who voted to remain within the European Union. We're going to look at the detail of this judgment and see where we go next.
A criminal investigation is underway into the deaths of two children after a house fire in Birmingham. Emergency services also treated a woman in Hampstead, but she wasn't seriously injured. A man has been stabbed in Portsmouth following a confrontation with a girl wearing a clown mask. It happened yesterday. Four people have been arrested. A crucial ruling is due this afternoon on the rights of Uber drivers. The tribunal will decide whether the company is acting unlawfully by not providing basic employment rights, including holiday pay, breaks and the minimum wage. But employment lawyer Philip Landau has told Talk Radio that's not what the firm thinks.
Uber are saying that they're not a transport service. They're just a technology company. They're essentially an app used by freelance drivers that puts those drivers in touch with the end users, which are those people who want a cab. So they're saying they're just a facilitator of those two groups.
And a hormone injection has been shown to be a safe and effective method of contraception for men. US researchers say the jab was almost 96% effective, but a relatively high number of men dropped out of the study after developing side effects, including acne and mood disorders.
I'm not sure I liked the tone you said that with there.
What do you mean?
You went, well, give me the script.
There you go.
You went, and a hormone injection has been shown to be a safe and effective method of contraception for men.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not sure I liked it. Well, it was a kind of withering sort of, well, about time to... It was a kind of... You brought some of your own little agenda into that, I thought, then.
Well...
Which is fine, but, you know, but it was just a noticeable...
Right.
Well, you know, it's... equality should be there in
absolutely,
all ways.
But it was just an interesting way that you just went, for men...
Thank you for that assessment on my bulletin. I'm glad it started so soon.
I'm just sad. Would you have? Would you? I was going to ask Cornelius if he'd have the injection. What's the point? And he's never even spent time with a woman apart from his own mother.
Very funny.
Have you done the weather?
No, you've got it in your hand.
Yeah. What about the weather?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with some patchy rain in central and northern regions. Brighter spells elsewhere. Today's high 16 degrees. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Sports. Talk Radio Sports Update.
Yes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers were 50 for 3 at stumps on day one of the second test after bowling Bangladesh out for 220.
Chloe, can you just fade Ben down a bit? We're talking about something. Can you just fade it? What did you say, Colm?
My mic muff.
Yes.
Stinks of cigarettes. It absolutely stinks. Smell it.
What?
Has someone got a pate of
breath? Someone been smoking in here?
I don't know. Who's been in here? Who's been sat here before me? Who was Julia's guest?
A bold man.
That man is a smelly person.
Oh.
Again. Okay, you can fade Ben up now. We've clarified what that is.
Well, Burnley captain Tom Heaton says this weekend's Premier League game with Manchester United will be a special one for him. They go to his old side for the first time since he became captain at Turf Moor. The England goalkeeper spent 8 years at Old Trafford without ever making an appearance. Manchester United versus Burnley is our commentary game over on TalkSport 2 tomorrow afternoon. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray faces America's John Isner in the last eight of the Vienna Open this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That was Ben with the pre-recorded sport there. And Victoria saying muff because the microphone shields in here are called muffs. Right, it's Friday. Let's do a programme.
Talk Radio.
This week at Lidl, they've gone all Italian. A 300-gram packet of Cantuccini biscuits for just £1.49. And a bottle of Lemoncino di Sorrento for only £7.99. Fantastico. Only at Lidl. Subject to availability, NI in Scotland may vary. Selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am work experience Emma.
Here's Victoria with the wheeze and poos.
The youngsters have got their own language now.
Who decides with words? Freddie Flintoff, a lonely what lunch?
Did you know, John?
No. Rest your genitals on top of him. Talk Radio, we'll get you.
Mary Berry is made of 12% sponge.
Tit for tat is your hat.
Sorry, is this to do with coffee?
Sorry?
Coffee. Talk Radio spent a lot of money on stage in front of her boyfriend's shocked face around the supermarket car parks of Great Britain and had full sex with Justin Bieber.
This is Animal News.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant.
Well, hello, good afternoon then to you there, out there, from in here where we live in your radio. Look, there's a scratch on the inside of it. It's on the inside of your radio there where we are. And welcome to, and I've checked, your Friday. It's not just Friday though, is it? It's, what this is Friday's go at something approaching entertainment. This is your 1 till 4 afternoon thing on the UK's, and get these new impressive stats, 32nd most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. And at that rate, my friend, we are going to be number one in the marketplace by 2048.
Yes!
Hello then. Here we are wandering around your radio. In a bemused fashion, a bit like the Queen on the front pages of the papers today. I don't know whether you've seen those pictures of Her Majesty. Somebody pushed her into a supermarket. And they photographed it. It's on the front of the papers. And her face, she's seemingly confused as to what a supermarket is, if I'm honest. She's being shown around a new Waitrose. So, you know, it's not like it was common or anything, is it? I mean, they sell the stuff the Queen eats in Waitrose, don't they? Like swans and tweed. And everyone's talking about that picture going, oh, look at that, the Queen there, looking confused in a supermarket. Look at that. But it's Waitrose. That's not going to confuse her that much. They should have shoved her in my local Asda. Philip, these people are dressed in tracksuits and slippers. Look how fat and tattooed they are. You could have had a nice picture of the Queen looking on while a tattooed, tracksuited, fat parent swore at her child, a tattooed child, of four next to the Findus crispy pancakes. Britney! Oi, Britney! I've got a cough. Oi, Britney! You little git! Put Mummy's F-word vodka in the trolley! Or otherwise Uncle Steve won't pierce your ears this afternoon! But Mummy, he's not my uncle, he's just a man you brought home yesterday because you met him in a KFC. Shut your face, Britney! Or I'll burn you with my fag again. Imagine the Queen watching that. That would have made for a good photograph. Put the Queen in Asda, not a Waitrose. A Waitrose won't teach the Queen anything.
No, focaccia, could you be a darling and fetch Mummy's Pinot Noir? Or Mummy won't take you to the opera? With Uncle Simeon? But Mummy, he's not my uncle, he's a man you brought home from the bridge club. Do be quiet, focaccia, or Mummy will hold your face on the Arga again.
That's every day in the Queen's house. Anyway, what were we doing? Oh, that's right, a radio programme. Hello, this is it then. I am John Holmes, welcome along. And here's what's largely expected items are in today's bagging area. Headline hijacks on the way. That is your chance to make up a news story from scratch, of course. And get it into the 2pm bulletin. This mouth. It belongs to Victoria, and it will have your news lie in it. And as it comes out of Victoria's mouth, it's, well, people would imagine it to be true. I mean, badly pronounced, but certainly true.
Cheers. Yep.
And that's at 2 o'clock. We'd like you to make the news up. Get that story to us now. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Then we'll meet another lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone this hour, You are a Lonely What Lunch? Get in touch with us, come on the radio and be on the receiving end of a gift prize. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. You could be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Work experience punditry today as well. Who's coming in today? Is it Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob's in today. He'll be reviewing new films in a work experience style. There's big stories explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets asking the people what they think. Today we are asking them, do they think catalogues or Wellington boots? And there's the brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. The big debate at three. A man in a lift called Con, hello.
Hello.
We'll be travelling downwards in the lift, reading out the texts and tweets that we've got this week from the haters. That is a feature we call Condescending. Oh, and there's live music. As we drag a busker in, because that's what we do on a Friday, and get them to perform here in the studio for us. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday. Now, over on Radio 2, they do All Request Friday. We can't, because they own the word all. Plus, we can't play music, really, because we're a talk radio station. So your requests here take the form of speeches and talks that you want to hear that mean a lot to you. Perhaps you're celebrating an anniversary and you'd like to hear John F. Kennedy's civil rights address from 1963. Because it was the first one you had at your wedding, so first dance. Or perhaps it's your child's birthday. Britney, I've got you some heroin! And you'd like to play her Ian Bremmer's TED Talk, How Should the US Use Its Superpower Status? To celebrate your child's birthday. Get in touch with your requests. 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's already on Twitter.
That's what you'd like.
Ginger, it's the voice of Ginger Dave. Ginger Dave is producing.
You've got glasses.
I've got my reading glasses on.
When did that happen?
Well, like 2 years ago.
I've never seen you with glasses.
I've got... Yeah. Oh, no, you probably haven't, actually. No, you're never here. that's why.
You got them in the last 2 weeks.
Why are you here? All the students dead or something? What?
35 seconds,
fine. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yeah.
Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe. Hello. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Cornelius. I mean, you just know his mum shops in Waitrose, don't you? I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio Friday afternoon Talk Radio programme from Talk Radio. Let's start with some music. Alphaville. Why would I be playing Alphaville's Big in Japan on, let's be honest, what is primarily a talk radio station? Alphaville.
What even is this?
Alphaville's Big in Japan?
Even by your standards, I don't know
what this is. What an excellent song. This song is Big in Japan. I mean, that's the title of it.
Unlike you.
I mean, what? I've never been to Japan.
It's not big anywhere, okay. Really.
So why would I be playing that? I understand you've got a question, Dave. Have you got a question?
I do have a question.
Do you?
So,
if you want to, give me a quick. Hang on a minute. Just give me a quick shout. And if you're definitely sure you want to ask the question.
I think I should. I mean, I don't know. Quite often I make calls without really knowing what I'm going to say anyway. So,
Dave, producer Dave's got a question.
Phone, John. Your phone's
ringing. Hang on. Where is it? Oh, it's here.
Should have heard this bit, mate.
Hello, John Holmes.
John, hi, it's Dave.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Are you well?
Yeah, fine, thank you. I haven't seen you for a while. Have you been off with those students again?
No, I've been on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very different thing.
Okay.
How's you? Anything new in the facial eyewear department?
Yeah, I've got some glasses, actually.
Why have you suddenly got glasses?
Well, I'm getting old. So I just got some reading glasses.
They look nice.
I know they do.
Just a quick one, really, actually. I'll catch up properly later.
Yeah.
But why are you playing Alphaville's Big in Japan?
Oh, good question, Dave. It's actually to do with today's big story.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's what I do. You might not remember because you've been here for ages, but what happens is to get into the big story of the day, what I do is I play a song that somehow links to it, and it's a nice bit of production. That it just it just links to the big, it links to the big story. Yeah.
All right. What's the story?
Oh, I'm glad you're asking that. It's, you have to guess. So think about the song.
Big in Japan.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
No.
Sushi.
No. Cornelius, do you want to guess?
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to just patch you in on the conference call?
Yeah, I can't hear it. I can't hear what's going on.
It's Dave on the phone.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good. How's your mum?
She's all right. It's an odd question.
Oh, I would ask how your girlfriend is, but...
have you guessed yet?
No.
All right, I'm not going to tell you anyway. So, I've got to do a show, so I'll talk to you later.
All the best.
Cheers, Dave. Cheers, mate. Bye. It's because of Nissan.
Oh, yeah.
Ass broadcast is through the glass. Through the miserable window.
Yeah.
Could you get us a guest, please? The big story about Nissan.
Yeah, I know. I heard all
Sunderland.
That. Yeah, we all know that.
Were you on the call?
No, you know I don't have a phone.
Are you tapping our phone?
No, I don't.
She's lost her phone. She left it in the back of an Uber.
I'm getting
She's
it back.
Too busy getting off with someone. Hmm?
That's no.
Yeah.
When are you getting it back?
No. Later.
Later. Can you get us a guest, please?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We're going to talk to someone about the Nissan deal for their new plant in Sunderland next on Talk Radio.
Thank you for inviting me into your home. Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
It could be a neighbour, a courier, or maybe someone casing your house for their next break-in. The new Ring video doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone when someone steps onto your property. Ring lets you see and speak with anyone at your door, anytime, from anywhere, whether you're home or not. Get the Ring video doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio. Home Wi-Fi required.
Every approved used Jaguar XE comes with 2 years free warranty. And with 10.9% APR representative finance with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,500 deposit contribution across the XE range. So the award-winning Jaguar XE is now closer than ever. Search Jaguar Approved Used.
Offer ends 31st of December 2016. Credit subject to status. T's and C's apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Drunken escapades, scrapes with death, gentlemen sausages. What more would you expect from the grand tour with Clarkson, Hammond and May? Find out what happened. Read the Clarkson Takeover of the Sunday Times magazine and their exclusive interview with me, Camilla Long, as they discuss life after the BBC. Pick up the Sunday Times this weekend.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Newport, Wales, the M4 eastbound, there's two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident at junction 29 for the A48M, with congestion back to 30 for Cardiff Gate. Still that lane closed on the M1 northbound in Northamptonshire on the exit slip road due to an accident at junction 18 for Rugby. In Hampshire, the M27 in both directions, we've got reports of smoke blowing across the road at junction 11 for Fareham and Gosport. That'll affect you if you're travelling between Wallington and Portchester. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here to talk to you about the new BT Smart Hub with the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal. I'd say outside it could reach the length of at least 12 London buses. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleading squad lay end-to-end.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, ladies. Or over 800 curly-whirlies, which I hear are an English delicacy.
BT Infinity, the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal. Visit bt.com/smarthub to find out more.
UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. To verify, go to bt.com/smarthub. Performance varies by hub position.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it's time for today's big story. I've got a cough today. I apologise. So Nissan, one of the big car makers, despite neither you nor I knowing anyone who has one, is to keep investing in Britain, despite Brexit, and quite incidental to the fact that the business secretary, Greg Clark, apparently promised them a financial bribe to do so. He denies it, saying there was no checkbook. He said that on Question Time last night on BBC One. He said, "I don't have a checkbook." Well, neither do I, Greg, but it doesn't stop me giving money to people in other ways, does it? Nissan say they will turn their Sunderland factory into one of the biggest car plants in the world. And all this despite you or I not knowing anyone who has a Nissan. On the line to discuss all this is the Motor Show here on Talk Radio's resident car expert, John McCarr. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
And now, you really, with that name, I've thought this for a long time about you. Couldn't have gone into any other business, because your name has the word car in it.
It does. It really does. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I have to prove it daily. People have to go, yeah, that is it actually your name, but it is.
Did it have any bearing on it at all? I mean, or was it just a coincidence?
Well, I'm pretty unimaginative, so I think if my surname was Blacksmith, I probably would have been a blacksmith.
Yeah,
You know, I have gone into the car industry.
It's good. I mean, you could have changed your name by deed poll to anything you wanted to be, then, if following that logic, couldn't
astronaut.
You?
Astronaut. Yes. Johnny Astronaut.
Johnny Astronaut is a great name. I'm going to call you that. On the line now is the Motor Show's resident astronaut. It's Johnny Astronaut. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, do you know anyone who owns a Nissan?
I know one person that owns a Nissan.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, because I don't know anyone.
But it doesn't have a Nissan badge on it, though. That's what makes it weird.
Why?
Because it's their GTR. It's their supercar sports car one, which, although it's a Nissan, they kind of say they don't really tell anyone it's a Nissan. but it's a Nissan.
Okay, it is a Nissan, because otherwise it's good. Yeah. I mean, is Nissan embarrassing then?
I wouldn't say so, no. I mean, they make good cars. They kind of, they do have a bit of a stigma. It's one of the cheaper car brands you can buy if you want the sort of run-of-the-mill, get you around the city, perhaps something for your grandmother.
Yeah.
Perfect, you'd think of a Nissan. Yeah. But, you know, all round, they're pretty good. You can't really moan about them too much. They're just a good, solid car.
All right, talk us through this deal then. So this is a big deal in many ways, and this is something that the government are trumpeting, of course, because post-Brexit it shows that a foreign company, Japanese in Nissan's case, are investing in Britain. I mean, talk us through your take on it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting one, because, yes, it's Nissan are a Japanese company, and yes, they have been building cars. The Nissan Micra, for example, probably one of the most common cars that we see on the roads here in Britain,
yeah,
is built in Sunderland. It's built in this big factory, and it has been now for, I believe, nearly 15 years or so, so quite a long time. Now, they're saying, oh, you know, we're going to work in the favour of Brexit. We're not going to take the factory out and relocate everything to Japan to make the cars there. Well, obviously they're not. Can you imagine how much that would cost if you're going to stop a production here and put everything over? And when we say we build the cars here in Britain, again, they're kind of stretching the realms of reality there, because what actually happens is lots and lots of boxes come over on boats from Japan full of car parts,
right,
and we assemble them here.
I see.
So the actual, the case of, if you imagine this wonderful fantasy of everything there gets manufactured by hand, the craft of English people, it isn't really.
That's what I thought, because otherwise they'd be Sunderland cars, not Japanese cars.
Exactly.
Wouldn't they?
Exactly.
And you'd have to make them with Sunderland parts, and I think the only thing they have in Sunderland is whippets and a hatred of the South. So I don't know. You know, it'd be difficult to build a car out of that, wouldn't it?
Indeed, and nothing would work if it went further south, really, would it?
Because well, exactly. Crazy. Yeah. Do they, by the way, use robots, or are they using Sunderland people?
There's a bit of both.
Okay.
There's a bit of both. Some say they're the same thing, but I believe that there is a good mix of robots and actual people with hands.
Yeah.
But yes, all these parts come in big boxes. Robots, I think humans take them out of the boxes and line them up, and the robots assemble them to make sure they're actually built nicely and properly, and then everything's hand finished by humans again. So, you know, it's a good hands-on process. It's not all robotized. I believe there's a fair few thousand people that work in that factory, so I'm sure they're all very pleased to be keeping their jobs.
Well, indeed, and in terms of the expansion then, because that's what they said, they're going to turn into this biggest car plant. I mean, how many more jobs it's going to bring to the area? What have they said about that?
Do you know, I honestly don't know. I'm not too sure, but I know that they are planning, it's the new Qashqai model and the new Micra models that they're definitely building there. They're probably going to end up adding on a few more cars to their range there, because of course, like all car manufacturers, they only tend to have a select number of platforms on which multiple models of cars are built around.
Yes.
So it would make more financial sense for them to build more and more and more cars there. But as for the actual numbers, I don't know, unfortunately. But I believe it's a fairly
good news. It's good news, essentially. That's
it's great news, absolutely, yeah.
Listen, John, thank you very much for talking to us. That's very good of you. Remind us where we'll hear you on the Motor Show.
Well, you can hear me tomorrow. So I'm with Andy and Rebecca tomorrow, 3 p.m. Talk Radio, Andy J's Motor Show.
There we go. That's Johnny Astronaut there. He's an astronaut, Talk Radio's resident astronaut, talking to us about the new Nissan car deal that the government have been trumpeting as part of a post-Brexit success story. You're listening to Talk Radio. If you've got a reaction on that, if you are a robot and you build cars, then why not get in touch this afternoon using your little robot hands? You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on...
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Northern Ireland's High Court has dismissed the first legal challenge over the EU referendum. A cross-party group of politicians had questioned the validity of the UK's exit without a vote at Stormont. Sky's Ireland correspondent David Blevins has the details.
Lawyers had argued that the Good Friday Agreement gave people in Northern Ireland control of their own sovereignty and that it was therefore illegal for them to be taken out of the European Union against their wishes or without a vote in Parliament or in the Northern Ireland Assembly at the very least. But the High Court ruled that there was no legal impediment to the British government triggering Article 50.
A boy and girl have been found dead after a suspicious house fire in Birmingham. Police have started a criminal investigation into the deaths in Hampstead in the early hours of this morning. It's been reveal Britain's counter-terrorism units have foiled at least 10 attacks in the past 2 years. The Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Counter-Terrorism Policing also says security services deal with around 550 live cases at any one time. The official threat level for international terrorism in the UK currently stands at severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. A man has been stabbed following a confrontation with a girl wearing a clown mask in Portsmouth. 4 people have been arrested. There are no plans to review the safety certificate or reduce the capacity at the London Stadium following the violence at West Ham's game against Chelsea on Wednesday. 3 people have been charged and 3 bailed, pending further inquiries after fans clashed. 200 people face banning orders. And Apple has put its prices up because of the weak pound caused by the EU referendum. Some computers cost almost £500 more than they did yesterday. The weather cloudy with some patchy rain in central and northern regions. Brightest spells elsewhere with highs of 16 degrees is more than half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
I wasn't really listening to that. So
you never do.
I do, though.
Only when I mess up.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, did you mess up then, or was it all right?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. May as well come clean.
How many times?
I think it was just once.
Twice.
Well, thanks.
Twice. The majority of decision is twice in here. Mm.
Whatever.
Okay. Bonus news from Victoria in an hour's time. Of course, her bulletins, she has, her bulletins have been shaved and they're smaller than they were. So we have to make the time up by bringing Victoria's bonus news to air at 2:30 every day. Today is vegetable news.
Yes, it is.
We do animal, vegetable and mineral on consecutive days because animal, vegetable and mineral covers everything. Mm. So today is vegetable news in 1 hour's time with Victoria. Right then, in the next half an hour, we'll meet a lonely luncher and make up some news. That's right, headline hijack's on the way.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Right, there is the small matter of your reactions to today's big story. We were talking there to Johnny Astronaut, who's the Motor Show's resident astronaut on Talk Radio, and he was talking to us about the Nissan car deal. Reactions have been coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. John, if their cars are anything like the food chain wasabi, sweet chilling chicken noodle bento box, then the cars will be warm and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
John, I'm so glad that Nissan are coming to the UK, because recently I've been turning Japanese. I really think so. That's from the vapours.
Thank you very much indeed. We were talking yesterday, you probably remember this, with Emma, who came to talk us through geeky, gadgety stuff, Work Experience Emma. And she told us about a Japanese chair. If you were listening yesterday,
yes.
About that moves. So it's a conveyor belted chair that saves people the trouble of standing up while queuing, right? And they
what?
Yes. So you go and queue up for something,
yeah.
But you don't have to stand in Japan because you sit on a chair and it just moves along a conveyor belt.
That's astonishing.
Yes, but we were discussing it and whether or not it's dangerous in a way, because of course if you were queuing to get into a Yo Sushi.
Mm.
Right, then the conveyor belt with your chair on might become entangled and mixed up with the conveyor belt with the food on,
yeah.
And then someone might eat you, a fat Japanese man might eat you. And then so we had evidence, didn't we, of a fat Japanese man at an airport who ate all the luggage on one of those conveyor, on the...
That is confusing, though.
Because he thought it was a Yo Sushi.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and he's a big, great big fat man, and he ate...
Big fatty.
Big fatty, wasn't he?
Yeah, big fatty Bumba Clark.
And he ate all the luggage. So people complained their luggage was missing. When they traced it, it was in. He'd eaten it all, and they only caught him when somebody. Is that your phone?
It's quite easy to catch him.
Big fatty.
Yeah, some pants hanging out his mouth. That's how they caught him. Anyway, I mentioned that because of Nissan. And they have a conveyor belt, of course, to with all the cars. It's like they'd run it like Yo Sushi.
Yeah.
So all the car parts go round, and then the robots take the parts off the conveyor belt. They just choose it according to the colour, and then they assemble the thing. But what I was getting at was that Nissan might not have any cars coming out of Sunderland because they might all be eaten by fat Japanese.
Well, there's lots of fat people in Sunderland, isn't there? So yeah, that's one of the problems.
Cass, you're from there, aren't you? You're from there, somewhere there, somewhere up there. That's podcast is through the glass.
I'm not from Sunderland.
You're from near there, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
Well, right. Where is it? Where are you from? Hull?
Yeah.
That's basically Sunderland,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's not. It's miles away.
Yeah.
Andy Linton's just texted and said, Japanese are weird, John. Do you know they keep light bulbs as pets? Isn't that...
Thanks, Andy.
They eat them. They eat them. They eat light bulbs as well. But only the fat ones. They eat.
Yeah.
Big fatty one.
Big fatty fat fats.
Fatty,
blubbernauts.
Fatty, good.
Should we do headline hijack? I think we want to. It's gone a bit Friday all of a sudden, hasn't it? Right, made up news stories. Have you got one? If you have, you know what to do with it. Send it to us, because the news is 2 o'clock. News at 2 o'clock. Will contain a news lie, a made-up news story. And it's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It'll come out of Victoria's mouth in the 2 p.m. bulletin. It will be a news lie. And when those people get back to their radios after lunch, they will believe it, because it's in the news. Right, what have we got here? What have you got there, Cornelius? What have you got
this
there?
This has come in from Nigel, who says, following a recent surge in the number of subscribers, Netflix has announced it now has enough money to buy the country of Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein? How do you say it?
Liechtenstein.
The European nation, Liechtenstein, has historically been up for sale since the 1920s. It is expected to be bought by the on-demand service and used as a set for filming various filming locations.
Liechtenstein.
Car manufacturers Nissan have reversed their decision.
Nissan?
To build two new models in the UK, having actually visited Sunderland for the first time at yesterday's launch.
It's just come in.
Neil, a spokesperson for the company, said it was probably an oversight. And they should have visited the North East to see what it was like before agreeing with the government to build cars there.
Matty.
It's just full of fat people. They can't fit in a factory because everyone's too fat.
Yeah, it's called a fat tree. Yeah. It's a big tree full of fat people. Anyway, what?
It's worth pointing out that none of us have ever been to Sunderland.
Yeah. Sunderland's actually lovely.
It's really nice.
Honest. Yeah. I like fat people. Get your made-up news stories to us. Here's the number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. Most burglars will check to see if you're home before breaking in. But with the Ring Video Doorbell, you can stop them before they even try. The Ring Video Doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert you whenever someone steps onto your property. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door from your smartphone. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio.
Home Wi-Fi required.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like
the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us. And you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jet 2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Captur or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Register by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Newport, Wales, the M4 eastbound, there's two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident at junction 29 for the A48M, with congestion back to 30 for Cardiff Gate. Still that lane closed on the M1 northbound in Northamptonshire on the exit slip road due to an accident at junction 18 for Rugby. In Hampshire, the M27 in both directions, we've got reports of smoke blowing across the road at junction 11 for Fareham and Gosport. That'll affect you if you're travelling between Wallington and Portchester. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here to talk to you about the new BT Smart Hub with the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal. I'd say outside it could reach the length of at least 12 London buses. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleading squad lay end-to-end.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, ladies. Or over 800 curly whirlies, which I hear are an English delicacy.
BT Infinity, the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal. Visit bt.com/smarthub to find out more.
UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. To verify, go to bt.com/smarthub. Performance varies by hub position.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it the monster? Is it the monster? No!
It's just Julia Hartley Brewer giving Paul Ross a piggyback home from the pub again.
Julia Hartley Brewer, a potent witch's brew of terrifyingly good conversation and killer current affairs debate.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Come down to the lab and see what's on the slab with Julia Hartley Brewer. Weekday mornings from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What the hell was that?
What was it? I didn't hear it.
Why not?
I don't know. Some sort of weird Halloween-themed trail.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Julia Hartley Brewer. Because it's Halloween on Monday, isn't it? So it's like,
that's not her nickname.
Yeah, they can't broadcast that.
Oh, yeah.
Is there one on for you where they've changed your name hilariously?
I don't know. Apparently there is one, but I haven't heard it. Apparently John, it's something to do with John.
Oh,
maybe that's it.
John.
Because it's the Halloween, you have to, it's like you have to be a bit scary, don't you? John. Goolia Hartley Brewer. Oh, here's Paul Ross. He'll put the willies up you.
John Gnomes.
What's that got to do with it?
You're small.
What's that got to do with Halloween?
Little goblins at Halloween.
Goblins, yeah.
John Goblin.
You're a goblin. Your mum's a goblin. I've heard.
What, right now?
You were at a bus stop, apparently. One for the regular listeners there. Anyway, you know the news?
Oh.
Hey, you know the news?
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, we've been looking through the news today on the radio, and we've noticed, by the way, that it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry, Cornelius, because your mum can. Don't you worry, because we're here to explain the news to you. We analyse the news on this programme. The big stories, we take them and we put them through a filter. It's like a sort of audio Snapchat, whatever that is. And it's a filter.
Don't know what that is, do you?
Not really, no.
Explain Snapchat to me now, go.
Penis pictures.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's basically it.
Okay, fine. But you put bunny ears on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, got it. Nailed social media, me. We run it through a filter marked Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. Here's the news in haikus.
Of Corbyn wants gay history month in schools. Just don't put Zayn on posters.
What that means? I mean, that's quite a niche haiku.
Well, no, because it was in the news, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think you should clarify that.
Okay, so is my old university...
I mean, does Dave know? Did you understand that haiku?
No.
There, see?
Okay, well, basically, Dave...
Does it do with Zayn Malik?
Yeah, this week, my old university students' union decided to advertise their Black History Month events with posters, and the face for the poster that they thought appropriate was Zayn Malik from One Direction.
What?
For Black History Month.
Who isn't black?
No, I mean, I mean, that's the bit I got.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know you knew what One Direction was either. So I was just helping you out.
Should use Kay Lawler.
Yeah. There is a pic. You have to see this. You have to see. Dave is referring there to a tweet that Virgin Radio have put out on their Twitter feed this afternoon, right?
Is it still there?
Let's see if they've deleted it yet.
I bet they are.
If they have, I screenshotted it and I've tweeted it.
It's gone. It's gone.
It's...
At Dave Crib.
Let's just say it's a little inappropriate. And they tweeted it, and then someone obviously noticed it was a little inappropriate and deleted it. Anyway, that's all we'll say on the matter. Now, it involves Kate Lawler, though. So, it's time to meet today's Lonely Luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Every weekday, here we are, sitting here, making your lunchtime fewer lonely. If you are alone, you are lunching alone, we want to hear from you for Lonely Lunch. We will induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. All you have to do is email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, that's the email, and ask podcasts. We'll call you back, get you on the list, and get you into that hall. And you'll become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. Josh is joining us today. Hello, Josh.
Hello, how's it going, guys?
Yes, good, thank you. Yeah.
Hi, Josh.
So, Josh, where are you, and why are you alone?
Okay, so I'm currently in a little place called Oswaldwistle, which, if you don't know where that is...
Who?
Is by a slightly... some bigger place called Accrington.
Accrington, yes.
Yeah, Oswaldwistle, famous. We've got the world's biggest pear drop, you know.
You've got the world's biggest pear drop?
Yep.
What, as in someone once dropped a pear?
No, you know the sweet...
Yes.
The pear drop, the little pink and yellow one.
Right.
And the biggest one in the world that's ever been made... It lives in Oswaldwistle.
Right. Well, how big is it?
It's in a big case, and it's kind of suspended off the floor. I would say maybe like 5 or 6 foot.
That's quite a big pear drop, isn't it?
I mean, that's going to take you a while to eat it, wouldn't it?
If someone tries to swallow that, they'll die.
Yeah, you'd have a sore tongue, I think, wouldn't you?
Suck on it for ages.
You would. Do the people of wherever it was you said you are, queue up?
Oswaldwistle.
Yes. Queue up to lick the drop.
No, it's unfortunately it's in a big glass case, probably to protect it from exactly that.
Yeah, it's like the dead Pope in a way. Because when the Pope dies, don't they? They display him in a glass case.
Well, people queue up to lick him.
Exactly that. People queue up. It's a tradition. It's an ancient Catholic tradition. People queue up, pay their respects to by licking the Pope. Some people even go so far as to kiss his ring.
But what about licking the ring?
Yes.
Is that a hybrid style, or is that frowned upon?
People will queue up to lick the Pope's ring, which he wears.
Only when he's dead.
But when he's dead, yeah. That's right. Cass is saying move on in my ear, so I will. Why are you alone, Josh?
Okay, so normally I'm not alone. I work in a lovely office full of lovely people.
Yeah.
But today, my mum and dad have gone on holiday.
Yeah.
So I'm looking after their house this weekend.
All right, so you're house-sitting for them, aren't you? That's what you're doing.
Yeah, may or may not be, taking the opportunity to throw a big party.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's... Have you sort of considered it? Have you put it on, Facebook, which is how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, but you got to make sure you private the event, though.
Yeah.
Or else you'll have 5,000 people turn up and steal your roof or whatever.
Yeah,
it's going to happen at one time.
And there's MySpace parties back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm still on MySpace. It's brilliant.
You're the only.
I'm the only. It's just me and Tom. If you remember him.
I do.
So you might have a party, might not have a party. Your house sitting. I mean, is their house particularly full of valuables? Josh, is that why they're concerned about security?
No. I mean, it's just a bit of plausible deniability because I told them that I wasn't. But if they then hear this,
yeah,
you know, then I need to be able to say, well, it was still only considering it. I just need to be able to cover myself when they come back.
Fair enough.
I need to find another reason to explain why the house has been destroyed.
Yeah. Do you? You said you work in an office, Josh. What do you do? What office is it?
Okay, so I work for a solicitor's.
Oh, all right.
I'm a conveyancing assistant these days.
Oh, right. How many houses have you conveyed this week?
Well, this week I've had. It's been a short week. I've taken a couple of days off.
Yeah.
To get up here. So, I mean, I would say the actual conveyancing of the house is not really. It's not really my remit. I tend to just answer the phone and pass on messages to the solicitors who do all the important
stuff. All the conveyancing, yeah.
Yeah.
I see. And how long have you been doing it?
Well, this particular job, I've only been doing it for 2 weeks.
Oh,
previously,
right.
Previously, I worked in the remortgaging department of the same solicitors.
I see. So you've had a bit of a rise.
Yeah, I've been, it's more, not less of a rise, more of a, you know, I've been shunted sideways.
Yeah, it's a tough game with conveyancing though, isn't it, you see? That's why. It's a dog-eat-dog world, isn't it?
Well, I prefer conveyancing to remortgaging.
Right.
It's a bit more interesting, put it that way.
Yeah. So you're alone because your parents are away, so your house sitting, that we've established. And did they allow you to take today off to do this, the solicitors?
I just had to submit a holiday for them.
Yeah.
It's usually the standard procedure.
Yeah, yeah. It's not.
I didn't have to explain why.
Okay, it's not much of a holiday, though, is it, really?
No, not really. I mean, going up to the north of England, yeah. I mean, but where my mum and dad have gone on holiday,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure they've gone to like a static caravan somewhere in Yorkshire, probably. So that's not much of a holiday either, really.
Yeah,
is
absolutely
it?
Right. Yeah, it's they should have probably done that, you know, in the summer or something. But don't want to cast aspersions.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, Josh, it's very good to talk to you. I'm particularly enthralled by the story of the pear drop, and I think we all are because that's something we didn't know, and I like to learn. On this programme, Josh, and people often on Lonely Lunch, there'll be something they tell me that I didn't previously know, and that is a very good example of it. The largest pear drop in the world.
I'm going to look it up. Is it in Accrington?
Oswald Twistle.
It's in actual Oswald Twistle.
Oswald Twistle.
Yeah.
I've been to Accrington, but I haven't been to Oswald Twistle.
There's a sweet factory which no longer exists.
Right.
It was called Oswald Twistle Mills.
Right.
Oh, Stockley Sweets, yeah.
Throw that into Google. Yeah, there you go. See, you did know.
Yeah.
Right. You throw that into Google, you'll get that picture of that big pear drop with ease, I would imagine.
There you go. I mean, you can either try and find Virgin Radio's deleted tweet of Kate Lawler dressed inappropriately.
So many people have retweeted my tweet since I said that.
Or have a look at a giant pear drop. Your choice, Josh. You get
get a second tab open and look for both.
Yeah,
that is massive. To be fair, look at that. Look at the size of that thing.
That is a big pear drop.
Whoa!
No wonder people queue up to lick it. So, Josh, you get a choice now of gift prize because that's what the Lonely Luncher receives. You are inducted into the Top Hall of Despair, but you can take home one of these lovely prizes. Here we go, Josh. We'll run down them for you. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug. Yes, you could win you could be gifted with what is now National's 32nd most popular mug out of a possible 39.
Yes, it's we're now the 32nd most popular radio station in the country, Josh.
Fantastic, guys. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I know.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Well, the haikus aren't really readable today, as yesterday I asked Cass to get someone to find me a marker, but she didn't do it because, you know, it was a job.
Yeah.
A Talk Sport mug.
A mug from the station of mugs. Am I right? Classic Talk Sport banter with Hawksby and Jacobs.
Cash just came in and hit him.
A copy of a portrait of an idiot is a young man.
The man spotted by former Paul Ross Ball said Breakfast Showbiz reporter Johnny Seifert today when he was wandering through London with a suitcase.
That's what I was.
Brings this book he wrote about his childhood, which no one asked him to.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
I met the guy who hosts TalkSport 2 Breakfast Show this morning, and I can confirm after a quick Google his name is Russell Hargreaves. So it's
a
not
2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
His wife makes a lovely Baba Ganoush, and this calendar company makes a lovely calendar.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
His wife makes a horrible Baba Ganoush, too runny in my opinion, but that can be solved with this colander.
So, the gift prize choices are yours. Josh, which of those would you like?
All right, I've got a couple of technical questions about the Talk Radio mug.
Go on.
Technical.
Yeah.
What sort of volume capacity are we talking?
It's a standard mug. It's got it's a rudimentary design. It's got a handle. It's not going to... In a competition of things that are larger than they should be, vis-a-vis Pear Drop, it's not that.
It's going to disappoint you for a muscle twistle.
It's just a mug.
Okay, well, the thing is, the mug that I'm currently using at work, because I'm new, I'm being using one of the sort of general use mugs, and it's very little. Yeah. In fact, to call it a mug, it's more realistically a teacup.
Right, so this will do you proud.
Mug, I think.
Yeah, good choice. You want the Talk Radio one or the Talk Sport one? Yeah.
Well, the Talk Radio. I mean, I suppose I could get the Talk Sport and tell them I was on Talk Sport rather than Talk Radio.
That's what I put on my CV.
Me as well.
Now, I'll represent.
Thanks.
You know,
thanks, Josh.
I'll go with Talk Radio.
Good man. All right.
Ooh, does that count as marketing?
Yeah.
Oh, put it on the marketing spreadsheet. Yeah. Everyone will be very proud.
That's all that there is on the marketing spreadsheet. Just mugs away on a daily basis.
Just creating it now.
That's good. So, thank you very much, Josh, who is inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That could be you on Monday, because we do it every day. It's just idle chit-chat on the radio, as though we were your virtual friend and colleague. That was it. That was Josh. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. Now, next, we have Work Experience Punditry. Rob's in to talk about films today. Ahead of that, though, read us the small matter of Headline Hijack. Who's got their made-up news story in the news?
It's Danny.
Where's he from?
Teddington.
Danny's in Teddington. He's got his made-up news story into Victoria, and it'll be coming out of her next. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Wix, there's 50% off kitchen units, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discount.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
And I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Drunken escapades, scrapes with death, gentlemen sausages. What more would you expect from the grand tour with Clarkson, Hammond and May? Find out what happened. Read the Clarkson Takeover of the Sunday Times magazine and their exclusive interview with me, Camilla Long, as they discuss life after the BBC. Pick up the Sunday Times this weekend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
All right, 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tony Blair in Brexit plea, terror threats revealed, and Apple puts its prices up.
Talk Radio.
Northern Ireland's High Court has dismissed the first legal challenge to Britain's exit from the EU. A cross-party group of politicians claim the Stormont Assembly should have a say on whether to trigger the Article 50 negotiations. It comes on the same day former Prime Minister Tony Blair's waded into the argument. Sky's political correspondent Darren McCaffrey says he's written an article saying remaining must still be an option.
His argument is that if, for example, Brexit is not going in the direction that most of the British population would like to see it go in, if it is having a detrimental effect on our lives, well then maybe there should be a second referendum, or maybe there should be a general election to see whether people actually want to pursue Brexit. Now that's, of course, proved pretty controversial.
A criminal investigation's open after two children died after a house fire in Birmingham. Emergency services treated a woman there too who wasn't seriously injured. Flowers have been left outside a home where a 13-year-old boy died in a fire. He was discovered in a shed which had caught alight in a village near Doncaster. Simon Dunker is from the South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue.
The shed was still ablaze when crews arrived, with neighbours making attempts to extinguish and contain the fire. So crews assisted the neighbours in extinguishing the fire, and that's when the discovery was made.
It's been revealed Britain's counter-terrorism units have foiled at least 10 attacks in the past 2 years. The Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Counter-Terrorism Policing also says security services deal with around 550 live cases at any one time. Some of Apple's computers now cost £500 more than they did yesterday. The technology firm says it's had to put prices up because of the lower value of the pound caused by the Brexit vote. And the Duke of Edinburgh has taken a ride on the world's first vertical cable car in Brighton. Prince Philip went up 450 foot, that's 138 metres, on the i360's pod on the seafront as part of its official opening.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I mean, thanks for giving us, you know...
I was just sitting there going,
the height.
How many metres is it, though?
In feet. I mean, the question everyone was asking, but thank goodness you answered it. What was it in feet?
It was...
450, mate.
450.
And people just go, oh, what is that in metres, though? And then you were straight there.
Well, do you know what? Sometimes people get confused when you do it in different ways.
Is that right? I mean, we don't need to know about your personal life,
I mean,
we?
Metric.
Do we, Victoria?
You do it metric? I've not heard that one.
I hate you all.
How far did Prince Philip go up?
I'm not answering anymore. Well, I'm just going to do the weather.
My favourite bit.
Cloudy with some patchy rain in central and northern regions. Brightest spells elsewhere. Highs 16 degrees. That's in Celsius.
My favourite.
What was it in Fahrenheit, though?
I don't know. If Bob Mills was here, he'd be annoyed at me for not including Fahrenheit. He gets confused.
My favourite bit of your news was when you said triggle instead of trigger. Triggle.
I don't recall that.
Yeah. You did right at the start.
That's good.
Okay, thank you, John.
No, thank you.
I really love it when you take the mick out of the way I speak time I make a mistake. It really makes me feel good about my job and myself.
Victoria's back in half an hour with vegetable news.
I don't want to do it anymore because your harassment.
I'm not harassing.
Vegetable it feels news. Like it.
Sorry.
I feel like you're bullying in the workplace and everyone can hear it.
You've gone mad.
Dave, what you don't realise is because you're never
vegetable
here.
Vegetable news.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sports.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers were 50 for 3 at stumps on day one of the second test after bowling Bangladesh out for 220. Alistair Cook, Ben Duckett and Gary Ballant were all dismissed before rain stopped play in Dakar. The hosts collapsed early on in the day, losing 9 wickets for just 49 runs. Moeen Ali took 5.
I'm obviously happy to get the 5 wickets. I was more happy that I bowled a few maidens, which I don't really do often, and I tried to just bowl tight as I could today in my third spell, and I think today that worked off, paid off really well.
England will resume day two trailing by 170 runs. Burnley captain Tom Heaton says this weekend's Premier League game with Manchester United will be a special one for him. They go to his old side for the first time since he became captain at Turf Moor. The England goalkeeper spent 8 years at Old Trafford without ever making an appearance. Manchester United versus Burnley is our commentary game over on TalkSport 2 tomorrow afternoon. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray faces America's John Isner in the the last eight of the Vienna Open this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, Gary Barlow and Mark Owen have announced that they will be leaving Take That after their upcoming tour. The final remaining member, Howard Donald, has said that he will continue under the Take That banner with recording and touring, and says it will finally be his chance to step out of the shadows and take centre stage.
Thanks, Victoria. That's Victoria there with the news, and that was Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Let's just pop over to, just ahead of work experience punditry, pop over to Radio 2 to find out what Jeremy Vine's doing.
Thank you. And welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show, BBC Radio 2. Today was the pop star Lily Allen right to go to the M4 and apologise on behalf of clowns. Tesco stopped selling Newt's Buddies, Brexit behind it. What was it like to be in a burst water pipe in the 40s or 50s? And are Samsung Galaxy Note 7 being deliberately planted by NIMBYs to stop Marmite? Are they?
That's Jeremy! So good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, I am John Holmes. If you want a speech or talk request this afternoon, it's Some Request Friday. We can't play songs as, because we're a talk radio station, we can't play songs as requests, but of course we can do speeches and talks, so if you want to hear one, you know, maybe, because it's a Friday, yeah, and maybe you want to hear a big speech banger... Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Maybe you're celebrating an anniversary and you'd like to hear John F. Kennedy's civil rights address from 1963 because it was the first dance at your wedding. Or maybe you'd like to hear a TED Talk from Ian Bremmer, perhaps the one about how the US should use its superpower status to... for your child's birthday. Maybe you've got your child's first birthday and they love that one and gets them to sleep at night. Get in touch. We'll get through some of the many coming in. So before very long, Quinlius, do you want to do the amount of money it costs to text? Because we have to do it once an hour. Don't
once
we?
An hour, it costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Right, thanks. But before that, here, right here, right now, is Rob because he's work experience and it's work experience punditry and he's work experience reviewing the films. Hello, Rob.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good, you're fine, thank you. Yeah, nice to see you again.
Very good. Yeah, no, it's lovely. It's been a while, so.
It has. What films, I mean, have you spent all of your time away reviewing, just watching films
it's
for us?
It's all I do. I don't leave the house. I don't have a job. I just... Yeah, watch. I mean,
you don't leave the house. So how do you watch the films in the cinema if you don't leave the house? What crazy talk is this?
I illegally download them.
Oh, fine.
I would really appreciate some money. I need help.
You won't find any here. But because you have to do this for free, because that's the point of work experience punditry.
Okay.
But, you know. Right, so where are we going first?
Well, first we're going on to another sad jobless film. It is I, Daniel Blake, which is the new Ken Loach film.
Yep.
Very very big news, it won the Palme d'Or, and quick synopsis, it stars Dave Johns as a lowly, working class, well, not even working, unworking class, carpenter from Newcastle, who, following a heart attack, is left unemployed and struggling to find a job, and it's basically him going through the maddening bureaucracy of Cameron's Britain.
Right.
And I think we might have a clip.
I think we have. This is I, Daniel Blake.
That was a kid's tip.
A broken hearted about leaving school. Especially Daisy, she's furious with me. Having to leave her friends and her nan. I mean, there was nothing I could do about it. I couldn't have Dylan boxed in like that.
Ah, she'll make friends soon enough.
That's what I've told her. And I've got a plan. We've got a little garden now, and they've each got a room of their own. I'm going to get a part-time job, and then I'm going to go back to my books.
Oh, you're at college?
Open University. Yeah, I mucked up a little bit at school, so it's like a second chance, but that all fell apart a little bit when we was at the hostel, but I'm not going to give up. Can't, can I?
Good on you, lass. freezing in here. That must be a short. Right, where's your fuse box?
There's nothing on the meter. The kids are starting school and I wanted to get them some nice new clothes. And I thought I was going to get me money tomorrow.
Right. I'll bring me tools round and I'll sort this place out for you.
Here we
are? Yeah, of course I will. Shouldn't take long.
Right. Thank you.
There it was, a clip from I, Daniel Blake, the new film by Ken Loach.
And it is classic Loach. Your laugh, your cry, your vote Labour. It's everything you really want. And because it is like you go in there and you could almost argue that it's too much like a Ken Loach film. Kind of like a Wes Anderson film is always the same and, you know, certain other films are always the same. So if you like it, you're going to love it. If you hate it, if you don't vote Labour, you're going to get kind of ticked off, I think.
Right. And so, I mean, Ken Loach, we know... And I am a fan of Ken Loach, and not least because he's from my hometown of Nuneaton. That's correct.
Wow.
But I know what you mean about his... Because he has an agenda, which he wears fully on his sleeve, and all his films will promote that agenda.
Yeah.
And as you say, that's fine if that's the kind of thing you want. So who's going to watch I, Daniel Blake, then? Because it's done well.
Well, hopefully everybody, because I think it's a really, really good film. You know, anyone can get anything out of it. It's just a really well-structured, well-played-out, very emotionally wrought film. And... It just one of the things I think is interesting is that recently that Charlie Brooker series Black Mirror came out. I haven't seen any of it yet, but everyone's going on about how it's this like really intense, dystopian, scary. It's got everyone on edge thinking about what things are going to go on. But this is a film set right now about things that have happened, and it's much scarier than any vision of the future, really.
Yeah.
So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I think that's a very good take on it. I think I read an interview with Ken Loach about it where he was saying that he was trying to shine a light on this kind of forgotten underclass of how people actually do struggle on a day-to-day basis.
That's, it's crazy. You kind of forget about it. One of the main things that was interesting about it is this whole section about how Daniel doesn't know how to use a computer, and he doesn't have a computer. And it's a pretty funny scene. It's kind of played out in this way that, you know, like when you watch your parents try and use a computer or whoever, it's just maddening. It's like very infuriating.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And but it is pretty funny. But again, it's also very.
But that's sad. But when you look at that, you know, it's all very easy for us to sit here poncily in the media going, "Well, I didn't know how to use a computer." But actually, that's a reality for many, many people who, you know, there are. And I always think this is true of things like Twitter and even TV, because what happens is, because of this media bubble it all exists in, you'd be forgiven for thinking that everyone's on Twitter, because the press, if they're doing a news story now, the press will go oh, so and so tweeted about it, and then have a picture of the tweet, and you get it in every walk of media. Like, it's on television, it's on the radio, it's on in newspapers, and actually it's a tiny minority of people who are on Twitter. And ditto Bake Off. So Bake Off is front page news, and everyone's talking about Bake Off, okay?
Right.
And 14 million people watched it, right? There are 66 million people in this country.
Yeah.
So really, that is not nobody, but it's pretty off the scale down. Most people don't care.
I don't care. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Not me either. But that's what I mean. But the media will have you believe that it's the thing everyone's talking about. The nation is behind.
Mm.
No, they're not. Not really. What they're talking about is the media bubble. And this film is good for that reason, because it sort of says, look, that goes on, yeah, over there. But actually, people's real lives are like this.
Mm.
And it's really hard. And they struggle. And they don't have money to do a computer. And they don't have that. So I think it's an important film. I think.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a good like quote that kind of encapsulates what you said during the film. When he's going into the job centre, he doesn't know how to use any of the equipment there. And they say, we're digital by default. And then he says, well, I'm pencil by default. I only know how to use a pencil. I only knew how to use a spray can. And yeah, it just kind of neatly summarizes the things. One of the cons I would say, actually, before I really get in, you know, before singing its praises all the way, I do think that its representation of the North is a bit, you know, OTT. It's got everyone there is super, super friendly, and it's kind of this way that it's like everyone in the North, nobody leaves their houses unlocked still, and everyone will give you the phone number and help you with the shopping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're all fat, aren't they? We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, big fatty fatties.
Come on.
Well, look, you're right. Look, Ass Podcast is through the glass over there. She'll pop on.
What now?
Yeah. Now, hi, Cass, how are you?
What do you want?
See, they're not friendly at all, are they? They're not. They're just not.
But this is because of you. It's nothing to do with me.
Well, you're like this to everyone in the office.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Liar.
Hello, is she?
She's nice to Julia.
John's nice to Julia as well.
Peas in a pod. Anyway, you see my point.
I see your point entirely.
Yes.
I'm from the north, though, John.
Yes. So, what are we talking about next?
The next film is also out in theatres. It's American Honey, which I'll give a quick synopsis of. It is, well, it charts the miserable life of a Texan teenager star who is living with an abusive father. She's looking after her younger siblings. And she decides to give up her miserable life to live a only semi-miserable life of living in a van with Shia LaBeouf. And a whole other host of people. They go around America selling magazines, making money, and trying to live the American dream. I think we also have a clip.
Okay, let's have a listen.
So tell me, what was it that you don't agree with that Jake does? The lying? He ain't lying, he's selling. That's his job. I don't get what you want. You want to make money or you don't?
I want to make money.
What?
I want to make money.
She just needs more time. Good with the wild ones, you know?
I'm not a cow.
It costs me when you don't earn. Do you get that? The motel, the gas, everything, that costs me. And I can't run my business like that. So you show me you can do it or I'll leave you on the side of the road. Clear?
Crystal.
And that was a clip from American Honey. Now, we're going to go to Traffic and Travel, so we'll talk a little bit more about it next. Rob is with us. He is Work Experience Punditry today. He is reviewing films, and we'll be back with more of that. Oh, speeches as well. We've had some requests in. If you want to get a speech or a talk as a request on Some Request Friday, then here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all right, on Twitter.
So message to anybody you like.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Before breaking into your home, most thieves will ring the doorbell to make sure no one's home. But with the new Ring Video Doorbell, you can see and speak with anyone at your door, whether you're home or not. The Ring Video Doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone, so you can see who's at the front door anytime, anywhere. Get the Ring Video Doorbell for just £159, or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio. Home Wi-Fi required.
Whether you're saving up for a new home, or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Drunken escapades, scrapes with death, gentlemen sausages. What more would you expect from the Grand Tour with Clarkson, Hammond and May? Find out what happened. Read the Clarkson Takeover of the Sunday Times magazine and their exclusive interview with me, Camilla Long, as they discuss life after the BBC. Pick up the Sunday Times this weekend.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Still two lanes closed on the M61 southbound in Lancashire and stop-start traffic between junction 9 for Clayton Brook and 8 for Chorley after that earlier accident. Queuing traffic on the M1 northbound in Bedfordshire due to an earlier accident between junction 10 and junction 11 for the Dunstable Road. Better news in Northamptonshire though, now the M1 northbound. A lane has reopened on the exit slip road and the accident been cleared at junction 18 for Rugby. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Audi approved used event is only on until Monday. Drop everything. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Hello, welcome. It's Talk Radio that you're listening to. I am John Holmes, and Rob is with us reviewing film. Work experience mandatory. So we've already talked about Daniel Blake, and we began speaking about American Honey and heard a clip of it, and Rob's seen it. Tell us more.
I saw it and I quite enjoyed it, but only to an extent. But I'll say what I did like about it. I guess, like, it just seemed to be a really good double bill with Daniel Blake. I mean, it's quite... They're both around this idea of what the recession has done to... Well, one in Britain and one in America. And so, American Honey, without getting too, like, convoluted about it, it's basically, my reading of it was, it's about the fact that the American dream is dead, or maybe it never even was, and there isn't even a counter to it anymore. So these people, they're going around in a van, they're these young people, and they're trying to live free, you know, and they're selling magazines to make money. And they're all obsessed with making money, so they're not like, you know, revolutionaries or whatever, they're not like hippies. They all really want to make money, they're all capitalists, but they also don't want to be a part of the system. And it's very strange, it doesn't really have a plot, it's just kind of, a lot of it is just Shia LaBeouf riding around in a van looking kind of sweaty. You can't tell if he's acting or if this is more of him.
That's how Dave picks students up.
And it's way too... I will say this, it's way too long. It's about a good 40 minutes too long. I saw it in a full cinema and I heard people audibly groan when it, you know, kept going.
Really?
It would kind of fade to
That's
black.
That's not a good sign of a
I
film,
know,
it
would, like, fade to black, and then you could feel people were like, oh, yeah, 2 hours, this is all right, and then it would come back in, Shia LaBeouf, he's still there. He's
still in
like,
his van.
He's still in his van, he's got his shirt off, and I heard, like, several people just kind of go, oh.
That's a damning indictment of a film, though, isn't it?
It really is. For, like, this film, it's just 5 stars across the board. I don't know, maybe critics are just people that have more patience, but I think Joe Public...
Yeah.
It's just way too long.
Well, working to the theme we're working to. It's what the people don't think, what the media thinks.
I don't know. It's just, watching that and Daniel Blake, I've been radicalised. I'm way too, the system.
You look a bit miserable today.
The system's broken, John.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Daniel Blake, there's this whole montage where he's going around trying to find the job, and it was way too close to home because I'm a recent graduate.
Yeah.
I have not been able to find, I make coffee for a living now, but it's not what I want to do.
No.
And it just, you know, I'm not saying that I'm as bad as Daniel Blake. I know how to use a computer. I've got Twitter.
Yeah. John doesn't know how to use Snapchat, though.
I have no idea. But
I don't know. I'm fed up, John.
I can tell that you are. I'm sensing this from you. But this is good. This is good and not honest. So, yeah. Look, all right then. So what sort of jobs are you going for? How's it working out in terms of interviews and everything else?
I was going for more filmy kind of jobs. You can probably tell from me. I'm quite into my films. I could
tell that's why you're here. Yeah,
yeah, no, I got a master's degree in film. And, I'm trying to, I don't know, maybe I'm just not applying for the right jobs.
What are you applying for?
I was applying for, production company stuff.
Yeah.
You know, entry level writing jobs and magazines, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I actually applied to 50 jobs and I only heard back from two. And
rude, isn't it?
It's just bloody rude. So I went into watching Daniel Blake and I was like, yeah, yeah, Cameron, you idiot.
Yeah,
and
then they should get rid of him.
Right, yeah, someone else. Don't know. And then American Honey, they're all around, they're making money and they don't care. And I'm like,
listen,
yeah.
I'll tell you, when I was in your position,
yeah,
right, and I'd graduated,
yeah,
and I wanted to work in radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I came out of university, and you can't just go on the radio. It doesn't work like that, right? So you can't really apply for stuff. So again, like you, I did work experience for a very long time. I did it at Five Live, at my local station, BBC Radio Kent, and various other places. And at the time, I went to work in theatre doing sound and lighting because I knew how that worked. And so I went to do that. But all the time, I was writing stuff and sending it off to places. But what I'm saying is it'll happen, Rob. It'll be fine. Because it just takes a long time. Do you know, it took me about 5 years before I actually got a proper job thing.
Mate, I can't wait that long, though.
5 years.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. It'll all be all right, Rob. I know you're a bit down, and we are here to help and pick you up.
Okay, I genuinely do feel better now.
In the future, you could be like John.
Look at that.
Gaze upon that.
You could be on a little listened to afternoon radio programme on Britain's 32nd most listened to station out of a possible 39.
And all for the price of 5 years of your life.
Yeah. Look at me now. Look out. Look where I'm. Tell you what, Rob. Come round here, Rob.
Yeah.
You
guys swap.
Wait, is this an actual thing?
Yeah. Come round here. You come in the.
Get a little taste of the big chair.
Yeah, taste.
And it is a booster
come
chair.
And taste the success of that chair, Rob. Just tell me how it feels. Just sit there.
It feels warm.
Yeah, not the actual chair.
That's because I'm a bit ill. But no, how does that look? Look at you now. Look at you there. Look.
Boy.
Yeah? Look at it. That could be you, Rob.
And I could do anything. Yeah. 9/11 was an inside job.
No, don't say that.
I wonder what
he's good at. He's good at this. Yeah. Press one of the buttons. Press a button.
You're listening to the Rob Whitehead Show on Talk Radio. And no, I'm not.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I don't think you're going to get a job. I think.
Oh my god, no! I choked. This is my one moment. It's 8 Mile all over again.
You'll be fine. See, that was all right, wasn't it? I mean, you are playing two music beds at once, but that's all right. I'll stop them. See, Rob, it'll happen.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, welcome.
I feel a little bit better.
Do you want to review another film very quickly?
I actually do, yeah, because I guess, yeah, no, this is what I came here to do. I don't want to run the show, you know, I do what I do.
Yeah.
So, DVD of the week. I picked this because I thought I was going to hate it and I could just rant about it for a bit, and I ended up kind of enjoying it. It's Gods of Egypt. It's just utter nonsense.
It looks awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's Gerard Butler, the bloke from Game of Thrones, and a load of really attractive people in sandals, all just kind of, I don't know, just pretending that they know what ancient Egypt was like. Do we have a clip?
I fear we do.
Here we go.
You.
Just shut up and stay out of my way. Pretty girl. You don't belong in battle. What a lovely creature you are. Let me help you. You are so very cold. Warm yourself. I command you.
Yeah, it is rubbish, but like, it's like good fun. And I was well surprised at how much I enjoyed it. I thought I was going to hate it from the off and I'd just be able to just be like, this is the worst film I've ever seen. But yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't say I enjoyed at least half of it. But yeah, it's maddening. Like, there's only so many times you can watch two people fall from a really tall height and then get saved at the last minute. So they're like falling from a waterfall and they get saved at the last minute. And oh, they're falling from a pyramid. Oh, they get saved at the last minute. Now they're falling from space and they get saved at the last minute. I don't care anymore.
Okay. So in terms of, I mean, you sold it to me. I mean, I was not going to watch it, but that you mentioned made me go,
and I guess
okay.
The whole time I was watching it as well, I've been so radicalised. All I was thinking about was the slaves that built the pyramids that these people are fighting on. They're the real people in here. This is what the film should be looking at. Not the gods of Egypt, the slaves of Egypt. I want to see Ken Loach direct Gods of Egypt.
That would be good.
That's what I want to see.
All right. Well, you should go out and make your own film, I'm thinking, about the... Because you know how films work. Go and make a film.
Make a film?
Do you have a camera?
I have a... Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah.
An eye camera.
But what would I make it about, though?
You know,
Make it about your situation. You're like the new Ken Loach.
Yeah, I'll be the new Ken Loach.
Yeah.
Who's going to play me?
Yeah, who's going to play you?
Yeah.
Not Gerard Butler.
No, I think
someone along that line.
Shia LaBeouf.
It's going to be Marty Feldman, because he's got eyes that look in different directions as well, and he's dead. Thanks, Rob.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Is good on your CV, though, isn't it?
This is good. Can I get a recording of the bit where I was in charge?
Yes.
Well, can I put that on my resume?
Yes.
Helmed a 32nd highest rated.
You can say hosted a national radio station. But for 30 seconds.
Yes, yes, you can. You can have that.
Quality, not quantity.
There we go. Rob,
very much so.
Yeah, it's neither of those, really. No. Thank you for coming in, Rob. We will see you again next week, hopefully. Right, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. There will be today's end of the week quiz on the way. And also, of course, some of your speech requests in the next half an hour on Talk Radio. 2:30, Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
Uber has lost a tribunal case on the employment rights of drivers in a ruling that could affect thousands of other workers. Solicitors Lee Day have called it a landmark decision which will give them the right to be paid minimum wage and receive holiday pay. The company says it's going to appeal the decision. Police investigating the deaths of two children in a suspected arson attack in Birmingham say their father was found injured in a burning car in Staffordshire. The man in his 30s has been treated in hospital for life-threatening injuries. Here's DCI Martin Slevin.
The mother of the children is helping the police to try and give us that information. She's been supported by specially trained officers. I will confirm that the person who suffered injuries in Staffordshire is known to be the father of the children that are deceased.
At least 10 terror attacks in Britain have been foiled in the last 2 years. It's also been revealed security services and counter-terrorism units are currently dealing with around 550 live cases at any one time. A man has been stabbed following a confrontation with a girl wearing a clown mask. 4 people have been arrested after it happened in Portsmouth last night. Northern Ireland's High Court has dismissed the first legal challenge to the EU leave vote. A cross-party group of politicians argues it would be illegal to take the country out of the European Union against its wishes, but a judge has ruled there's no legal issue with the UK government triggering exit negotiations. And WhatsApp has been asked to pause the sharing of users' data by European privacy watchdogs. EU authorities say they have serious concerns about a recent policy to share phone numbers with its parent company, Facebook. The weather, cloudy, some patchy rain in central and northern regions. Brighter spells elsewhere with highs of 16 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much.
It's all right.
Indeed.
All right.
Now, Victoria's bulletins are shorter. We still don't know why, but there was an email.
There wasn't an email. Well, you didn't receive
it. No, I didn't get it. You got it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
telling you that the bulletins was going to be shorter. Mm-hmm. So to make the time up, Victoria brings us bonus news at around 2:30 every day. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news. Talk Radio are unable to bring you vegetable sound effects as vegetables, as a rule, do not make sounds. In the spirit of light entertainment, here is a pak choi being banged on the desk.
A driver has captured the moment 5 migrants escaped out of the back of an onion lorry.
Good.
The video, uploaded onto Twitter, claimed to be filmed near Dartford yesterday, but police say they found no trace of the group. American scientists claim eating broccoli, cabbage and avocado can slow down the signs of aging. A trial on mice found that when they were given a compound found in the vegetables, their levels of activity increased, their eyesight improved and they lost weight. The study is now being tried on people after it also showed eating the greens helped improve muscles and bone density. And finally, some celebrity vegetable news. The actress Jenna Dewan Tatum says she became a vegan after seeing a TV show with slaughterhouses in, which she felt traumatised by. The star, who's married to Channing Tatum, the actor, is bringing up her daughter to be a vegetarian.
Thank you, Victoria. I like the onion lorry, especially.
Thanks.
Did you Google, when you do vegetable news, do you Google vegetable news, or do you just pick on certain vegetables and Google the vegetables?
It really depends. So I start off optimistically with vegetable news. Yeah. Nothing ever comes up. So then you have to go through the
what, you mean
vegetables.
This isn't trending yet? What?
I know.
Last week, yeah, when I was away, did you cover that story about which vegetables make your fart smell less?
No.
Fewer.
No,
that
I
was,
didn't.
That was quite a big story in America.
I didn't hear
that story.
Well, why didn't you send it in? Yeah. Well, thanks for the tip-off, Dave. You're useful.
Yeah.
Sorry, glad mate. You care about the show.
Well,
to be fair,
FYI,
Dave, you were in America. You could have been our reporter on the scene.
You could have had a live report.
Yeah.
Or you could have sent one in. Like
asparagus, FYI.
Well, that makes your wee smell.
Yeah, but your fart smell, not... That's not a good sentence. Sure. Yeah.
So if you just make
it... Do you want to try that again?
Yeah.
It makes your fart smell less.
Fewer. Does it...
I can do
good
some
PR
research
news. Good
for
news for
the next one.
Yes, I think so.
Farts and vegetables.
Yeah,
just writing
news.
That down.
Just fart news, yeah.
All right, so asparagus then makes your... Well, we know it makes your wee smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about the farts.
Well, no, it's new. It's a new information.
It's like asparagus has sort of gone...
We'll work behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. It knows what it does.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, I won't do both. It would be over-egging the pudding.
Yeah.
If it made your farts and your wee smell.
Is this by eating the asparagus, or do you have to do something else with it?
I think very much eating it.
Okay.
I thought you had to put it up your bottom. It's Talk Radio. Have I been doing it wrong all this time?
Explains a lot.
Thank you, Victoria, for vegetable
news.
You're listening to Talk Radio.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream. Every weekday morning from 6 feet under. Get up before dawn for the man who sleeps all day, hanging upside down in his wardrobe. Join me, Paul Rosferatu, on the Full Neck Breakfast. He's the presenter who's waking up the dead with 4 hours of blood-curdling breakfast entertainment that's guaranteed to not suck. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Sharp suits and well-cut conversation that never grows old. Thank you for inviting me into your home. Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. And yes, it is Friday. It's Some Request Friday. And we are taking some requests. Now, we can't play music because we are a talk radio station, I'm afraid. So, if music's your thing, then this isn't where you can request it. That's somewhere else. Here, though, you can request speeches and talks that you just want to hear, because you know it's Friday, and who doesn't love to hear a great big fat talk on a Friday? Sets you up for the weekend. Here's one that's come in. Hello, John. Con.
Hi,
Dave.
Hello,
Victoria. Cass. Hello. Chloe. Work experience. Rob. John. Paul. George. And Ringo. And then he writes, boo!
Ah.
Got you, because it's Halloween soon, so I'm excited. I'm going to a Halloween party tonight, dressed as Julia Hartley Brewer. I've got the outfit and the makeup sorted, John, but I still need to work on the angry right-wing rhetoric. While I anger myself, please could you play me a speech that I've had in my head all day? I cannot get rid of it. It is a speech worm. It's Val leaving Bake Off, and she's talking about how baking is love. That's from Martin. Martin, of course we can. It's Some Request Friday. Here's your speech request.
When you bake, you always bake for a reason, and you're giving it to people, so you make it the best you can, and you make it with love. And whenever I make anything, I stir love into it. I need love into it. So when I present it, it's special. I'm not unhappy. I had a great time with some great people. And I didn't expect it.
Oh, that's especially for Martin there, who wanted to hear Val's Bake Off love speech. Because he's getting ready for a Halloween party where he's going as Julia Hartley Brewer. Thank you very much to Martin. If you've got a request or a speech you want to hear, then 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
Talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, we are Talk Radio, and as such, we do like to take the pulse of the nation. We do it on a daily basis. We've been out on the streets. A crack team of reporters, so-called because their jeans are slightly too low and the cleft at the top of their buttocks is showing, have been out on those streets putting their microphones in the faces of strangers to ask them what they think. Today we've asked them, do they think catalogues or Wellington boots?
Wellington boots. Catalogues.
Wellington boots.
Catalogues.
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 Wellington boots.
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 Catalogues.
Wellington Boots.
Catalogues.
Wellington Boots.
Wellington Boots.
Catalogues.
Wellington Boots.
Wellington Boots.
Wellington Boots. Catalogues.
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 Wellington Boots.
Catalogues.
Wellington Boots. Catalogues.
Catalogues.
Wellington Boots.
Catalogues.
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 Wellington Boots.
Catalogues.
Wellington Boots.
Wellington Boots. Wellington Boots. Wellington Boots.
Wellington Boots. Catalogues.
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 And there it was. That is what the people are thinking this afternoon, right now. They are thinking catalogues or Wellington Boots. That's what they're thinking. But what do you think? Get in touch, let us know. Do you think catalogues? Or do you think Wellington Boots? Let us know on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word Wellington Boots or...
That's why I didn't do it, because I couldn't remember. Catalogues.
Catalogues.
Catalogues, very good. End of the week quiz coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs, so you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get ship-shape shot.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Drunken escapades, scrapes with death, gentlemen sausages. What more would you expect from the Grand Tour with Clarkson, Hammond and May? Find out what happened. Read the Clarkson takeover of the Sunday Times magazine and their exclusive interview with me, Camilla Long, as they discuss life after the BBC. Pick up the Sunday Times this weekend.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still two lanes closed on the M61 southbound in Lancashire and stop-start traffic between junction 9 for Clayton Brook and 8 for Chorley after that earlier accident. Queuing traffic on the M1 northbound in Bedfordshire due to an earlier accident between junction 10 and junction 11 for the Dunstable Road. Better news in Northamptonshire though, now the M1 northbound. A lane has reopened on the exit slip road and the accident been cleared at junction 18 for Rugby. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Audi approved used event is only on until Monday. Drop everything. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. All of the news analysis you could ever hope for, of course, on Talk Radio throughout the day. We are no different. We go through today's big stories. But what we learn is that they are quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, you and many others, Cornelius. But that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. And we pull you through those complicated news stories by holding on to you. And like when, a dog, a puppy... does a poo on the floor, and to teach it a lesson, you rub its nose in it, don't you, so it doesn't do it again,
do
right?
You? No, I don't think that's a good idea.
I do the same with my children, and the I rub their nose in a dog. It's weird. it's like that. We take the news and just rub your nose in it, don't we? And what you do? What do you smell? What do you smell when you smell the news? What do you smell?
Yeah? Is that Japanese poetry?
Yes, it is, Cornelius. That's exactly right. And that's why we present five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. The news in haikus.
Nissan to build cars in Sunderland, so should X pecked stolen hubcaps.
The news in haiku. Okay then, let's look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back.
It's the end of the week brand loyalty quiz here on Talk Radio. Have you been listening every day this week? If so, can you answer questions about what happened? I mean, we were here and we can't remember. On a Friday, though, we take bits of the programme, play them to you, and you simply have to tell us what happened next. That's how it works. So then, on the line to play today is Ben. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you calling from, Ben? Where are you?
I'm in Manchester at the moment.
Manchester at the moment. Why at the moment?
I'm going to Liverpool in a day or so, because I've got Halloween plans.
Oh, you've got Halloween plans, Ben?
Mm. Yeah.
Halloween this weekend, of course. It's on Monday, isn't it? But what are your plans?
I'm going to go to a party. I'm going to a friend's party in Liverpool.
All right. And what are you dressing as?
I'm going as Beetlejuice, actually.
Beetlejuice?
It's an 80s party.
I'm aware of it, yes. With a Tim Burton film, wasn't it, of course?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. So you're going as Beetlejuice. There are kind of a weird array of Halloween costumes, Ben, out there at the moment. I don't know whether you've seen any of them. A lot of them are quite offensive, particularly Kate Lawless on Twitter. But the... have a look at it. What made you choose Beetlejuice, Ben?
Well, it's an 80s kind of theme party, and Beetlejuice is one of my favourite 80s films, mm-hmm. So I thought, why not?
But if it's a Halloween party, is it? Or is it just
it's a Halloween party.
An 80s themed Halloween party?
Yeah, I've got very strange friends.
Yeah, it's also quite... That sort of narrows what you can choose to wear a
80s
bit.
80s are very in at the moment for Halloween-y things, though, aren't they?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, what have you got? You've got your Beetlejuice. You've got Teen Wolf.
Yeah. I think we've got a few Freddies.
Freddy Krueger's, good, strong. Michael Jackson's Thriller. Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting night.
And something with puppets. Labyrinth. That's not, horror, it's not a horror film, though, is it?
No. But you don't have to go dressed as Halloween to something horror-y, though. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
People just go as anything these days. Like, for example, the aforementioned Kate Lawler Christmas. That's a Christmas character, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. See, what happened was, Ben, to explain, Kate Lawler, who does the afternoon show on our sister station, Virgin, tweeted a picture from the Virgin Twitter account of her... How should we put this? Deleted the tweet. Yeah. But she tried to dress up as Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh from South Park.
Okay.
But to do this, Ben, what she did was smear herself all over her body. She's not wearing much in the picture, it's fair to say. Smear herself with, like, brown body paint? Yeah? All over?
Well, we can only presume, but...
Yeah. I mean, she is...
It could be a very organic costume.
Yeah, she's...
chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, there are rumours about her. But she's smeared herself with something, or someone has smeared her with something, and she's left her eyes kind of white, a bit like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. But you can see where I'm going with this, Ben. It looks racially offensive, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's an interesting interpretation.
It's an interesting look, isn't it? There's the story today, of course, about Joni Mitchell. Did you see that? Joni Mitchell went to a Halloween party, I'm guessing in the 70s, but in full blackface. Right,
wow.
She dressed as a black man, and now that's going all around the media. People going, is this right? Well, it was the 70s, I guess. It was different then. So perhaps that's what Kate Lawler's channeling. I don't know. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll move on to the quiz, Ben. Have you been listening all week?
I've been dabbing in out. Yeah,
that's good. Right, all right. So, what you get here are three questions based on things that have happened on the programme this week. You get a clip, and then you simply have to tell us what happened next. Are you ready to play?
I think so.
Here we go. With the end of the week quiz. So, question number one, Ben. We begin with Monday, where we had our regular feature, Alco Vox Pops. That is where we go out at the weekend and interview drunk people who are staggering out of pubs and clubs and bars. And we ask them about the previous week's news. Sir Philip Green, we understand, is to lose his title. Without swearing, what should his new title be?
I don't know who Selig Cream is, but... Mr. Philip Green.
Spiv.
Sir Royal Douchebag. Top of the shops.
Top lads.
Right, that was some drunk people. But what was the final answer, Ben, that we got from a drunk woman about Sir Philip Green's new title? Did she say he should be the Lord Voldemort of retail, the love child of Mr. Burns and Pablo Escobar, or Sir Philip of Bleep? Fashion.
I think I'm going to go with Sir Philip of Bleep.
Sir Philip of Bleep, let's find out.
Sir Philip of Bedfordshire.
is the right answer, Ben. Well done. Okay.
Thank you.
Question number two, strong start. On Tuesday, Victoria brought us her bonus news, which on Tuesday, much like today actually, was vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yes.
Talk Radio are unable to bring you vegetable sound effects as vegetables, as a rule, do not make sounds. In the spirit of light entertainment, here is a pak choi being banged on the desk.
Where did you get a pak choi from?
I don't think you can actually say those words on the radio anymore.
Former vegetarian KT... I almost swore then.
That was Victoria reading the news in her usual fashion. But what was it that she meant to say? Because she almost swore. What did she mean to say? Did she mean to say KT's hit shower, KT Tunstall, or KT's Cupid stunt?
Ooh. I think...
Can you just answer A, B, or C?
Just in case.
Yeah, B. We'll go with B.
You're going with B, KT Tunstall. Let's find out.
Sorry. Former vegetarian KT Tunstall has...
Wow. I can see what you nearly said. Is the right answer, Ben. Very good. Okay, question number three. Yesterday, following the news that a cockney won the Great British Bake Off, we spoke to a pearly king and discussed cockney rhyming slang. For those that don't know, give us some examples, if you would.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper's, his slippers. Dicky Dirt, his shirt. Boat race is your face. Tit for tat is your hat.
Nope.
Frog and toad is the road. Rubber dub is the pub.
Yep. In the spirit of things, Ben, I decided then to introduce the news using Cockney rhyming slang. What term did I use for the news? Did I say A, the wheeze and poos, B, the oinks and moos, or C, the Muslims and Jews?
I think, I'll go with A.
A, the wheeze and poos. Let's find out. It's 1:30. Here's Victoria with the wheeze and poos. News.
Talk Radio.
It's the right...
Please don't call it that again, John.
It's the right answer, Ben. Very good. Very good. We did talk about Cockney rhyming slang quite a lot yesterday, and I didn't realise that it wasn't there for all words. That was a revelation to me as well. I assumed there was just a Cockney rhyming slang for everything, but there's not. So we had to make them up. We got one for Cornelius, didn't we? Cornelius Mendez.
You can't say
And I can't say it on the radio.
I can't say it on the radio, Ben,
but what happened was I sort of intimated Cornelius Mendez. Right? And then producer Dave, who's here today but wasn't yesterday, texted in immediately with the right answer.
We've worked together too long.
I think so. Anyway, Ben, we need to find out what your score is. That's what we need to do next. So you've played the end of the week quiz. We're going to fire up the system just to see exactly excuse me, what your score is. It's quite a slow system, Ben. I apologise for that in advance. So. Slow. There we are, in. No.
All right. Okay. How? Ben from Manchester.
That's right.
All right. So Manchester. Yeah, that's right. How do you spell Ben, though?
I think it starts with a B.
You should know, mate.
B.
Yeah.
Then what?
And then E.
E for elephant.
And then N.
No, now you've written elephant. No.
Yeah, I've
Dave was just giving you a...
Sorry.
No.
He's not an elephant, is he?
It's saying you're not an elephant, Ben.
I'm not. As far as I know, I'm not an elephant.
Right. Not an elephant.
Put that in there.
Yeah. And then an N.
And then an N.
Cool. Right, yeah. That's that right. Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Wait, let me just tap randomly.
No, I'm not even pressing anything.
It's just jammed in it.
Oh!
Yeah?
I've won on eBay, I won that bid.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, cheers. Good feedback. Right, cool, I'll just print it out.
Quite a slow printer, Ben, sorry. We're nearly there. So that's Ben Manchester. He's playing the end of the week quiz here on Talk Radio. Oh, there we go. Right. So Ben played the quiz and we're looking for his score out of three.
Cool, let me just analyse the data. Mm-hmm. Right, I've analysed it. I can confirm that Ben in Manchester has scored.
Yes.
3 points.
3 points, come on!
Good work.
Well done, Ben. Top listening work. You are a loyal listener. Well done. Ben in Manchester. If you're a loyal listener, or you just want to go on the radio for a bit for some reason... Play an end of the week quiz. Of course, we do it every Friday. And you can get on the list to register if you want already. 87222 is our number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Okay, just coming up to 3 o'clock, we will do the big debate next on Talk Radio.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream.
Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Mmm. Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way. New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
At Wix, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs, so you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it.
Wix, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It is. Yes, I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Uber drivers have rights, 2 children dead after house fire, and a new male contraception.
Talk Radio.
Uber has been told it must pay the minimum wage and holiday pay to its drivers in a tribunal ruling which could benefit tens of thousands of other workers. The decision threatens the business model of the taxi app, which treats drivers as self-employed instead of staff. Sky's technology correspondent Tom Cheshire says other companies may have to follow suit.
A black Vauxhall Insignia was found with significant fire damage. A male that was found with that vehicle is currently in hospital with critical injury.
What? So that is the wrong clip we are playing there. Uber claims its drivers want to be self-employed and says it'll appeal. Police say a man who suffered life-threatening injuries is the father of 2 children killed in a house fire in Birmingham. An 8-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl were found at an address in the Hampstead area of the city this morning. Their deaths are being linked to a car fire in Newcastle-under-Lyme in Staffordshire, where their father was found. It's been revealed counter-terror units and security services deal with 550 live cases at any one time. Figures show 10 terror attacks in Britain have been foiled in the last 2 years. A man has been stabbed in Portsmouth following a confrontation with a girl wearing a clown mask. It happened yesterday. 4 people have been arrested. And an injected male contraceptive has been found to be 96% effective. Out of 350 men taking part in a year-long trial, 4 of their partners got pregnant and 20 dropped out because of side effects, which are reported to include depression, acne and muscle pain.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I see.
Cloudy with some patchy rain in central and northern regions. Brighter spells elsewhere. Highs of 16 degrees.
16 degrees. Victoria, thank you very much for the news.
It's all right.
Went a bit weird in the middle, didn't it?
In the middle?
Yeah, that clip thing.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we played out the police clip.
Clip, not the other clip.
Yeah, so it means I've accidentally put it in the wrong order.
Oh, well.
Thanks.
It's live radio, Victoria.
It is live radio, yes.
The big debate is coming. Don't forget we've got live music as well this afternoon as the... that's what we do on a Friday. We go outside onto the streets out here and find an excellent busker. Bring them in, thereby losing the money, shove them in front of the microphone and force them at microphone point to perform on the radio. We will be doing that. Now, Ben, you see, I told you to make mistakes, so I forgot the sport was then, didn't I?
Yeah, I thought so. I wrote it down to remind him.
I know. Look, like I said, it happens.
Well, I'm glad and that I you're did messing and up I as did well. Forget,
I did just forgot the sport. Now, Ben.
Oh, John.
Yes.
John,
yes.
You made a mistake.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Look, if you listen to this show, you realise I do
it's
it.
It's not worth flagging up.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But I know you. When you're out there, you don't listen, do you? You don't listen to me.
That's because often there are breaking news stories. Mm. So, for instance.
Often.
Yeah, so quite a lot of the time they're breaking news stories.
I know what the word means.
Well, it's just you're questioning it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Thanks, John.
All right. So, but you don't listen, do you? But you'd realise if you did that it's all wrong.
Okay,
so cool. Just, you're in good company is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I just don't like it
as
when
you just
tell
noticed
me
there
all the time.
All right. Anyway, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from where a pig is bare-knuckle fighting a gypsy.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers were 50 for 3 at stumps on day one of the second test after bowling Bangladesh out for 220. Alistair Cook, Ben Duckett and Gary Ballance were all dismissed before rain stopped play in Dakar. The hosts collapsed early on in the day, losing 9 wickets for just 49 runs. Moeen Ali took 5.
I'm obviously happy to get the 5 wickets. I was more happy my ball made it as a really good afternoon. And tried to just ball get a good today. And my second and my first goal, I think to do that.
England will resume day two training by 170 runs. Burnley captain Tom Heaton says this weekend's Premier League day with Manchester United will be a special one for him. They go to his old side for the first time since he became captain at Turf Moor. The England goalkeeper spent 8 years at Old Trafford without ever making an appearance. Manchester United versus Burnley is our commentary game over on TalkSport 2 tomorrow afternoon. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray faces America's John Isner in the last eight of the Vienna Open this evening. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben with the sport there. Reporting live from where a pig is fighting a gypsy in a bare knuckle contest. No clear winner of that yet. We'll let you know as the fight progresses. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking.
Bringing on Bobby Pryor and Tim Smith. We're going to look at some factoids, aren't we, Bobby? What you got?
Water. It would be green if the food colourant wasn't added.
Green.
Did you know there are 250,000 roughly sweat glands in a kebab?
I didn't know that, except for the smell. Chips are the key to a night of sexy fun.
Pair of human feet.
I'm not sure about that.
So what does work?
Yeah, what does work?
I don't know what does work.
Is it vending machines?
Every time. Every time.
Right.
To produce a single pound of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
A blue whale would have to visit. Guess how many flowers?
4,000.
No.
No.
352.
No. 2 million flowers.
No.
Really?
No.
2 million.
Don't be surprised if your boss puts a great big c**k on your desk. Research shows that if you place a big c**k in front of people, they'll do more work. Which is handy because we have a giant c**k here, don't we?
More than one, yes. There's three in this studio alone.
Factoids.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And so, as we heard there in Victoria's News, the male contraceptive injection is on the way. It is a revolutionary medical breakthrough that, for the first time, will stop men becoming pregnant. The injections are, as we know, to be manufactured by Nissan in Sunderland as part of a deal with the government that should see the jab, which is made of Japanese car parts, bring investment to the north and hopefully stop so many northern women like Cass getting their brothers pregnant. It's good news for workers, say the government. It helps the local economy as people will be earning a crust. Now on the line, listening to me say the word crust is Rudiger. Hello, good afternoon, Rudiger.
It's Rudiger.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and you've heard me say the word crust there, but you've phoned in because that's made you livid, because you think crusts are a waste of time, you want to see an end to them, you want them banned.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, what's the worst part of the Earth, apart from Liverpool? It's the crust. The Earth's crust was put there by Greggs, and that's why it's so soggy and full of chemicals and has no nutritional value. We need to get rid of it.
You want to get rid of it. And now, is it just the Earth's crust you're talking about, or are we discussing crust of anything?
Well, I think in kind of any guise. Like, say, for example, they taste vile as well, like, say, scabs.
Yep.
If you've ever eaten a pork pie or a scab, and the crust on those, they're absolutely vile. If you bite in and get the kind of crumbling matter
yes.
with the jelly, then you know you'd rather be eating a scab.
Right, okay. Stay on the line for me,
Rudiger.
Yes. Alan's
say
on the
it.
Other... yes.
Say it.
Rudiger.
Yeah.
Alan's on the other line. He's called in, listening to you, thinks you're an idiot. Hello, Alan.
It's Alan.
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 Yeah,
good afternoon. You've called in. You're on with Rudy.
Rudiger.
You're on with him. He's
Rudiger. Yeah.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
Absolutely.
Wow, you're talking out of your crusty hole.
I've gone through every idiot in the world personally checking them, and I think you, Rediger, come to the top of the list of idiots.
Well, that's outrageous. That's
my personal
Ellen, just before you call him an idiot again, which is fine. But before you do, let me bring the crusts back into the argument because Rediger has said
Ellen
has said that he doesn't want the Earth's crust because it's made by Greggs and is soggy. But look, I know you've got the opposing point of view, but this is...
I do have the opposing point of view right here.
Well, what is it?
Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Is that that would make this... That's the point of this, is it not? That we have opposing.
It is the point.
And we oppose.
Yeah. The way it works is that one of you has to be against something and the other has to be for something, because that's how the radio works.
See, my point is aiming at Rediger right now.
Yes.
And I need to
give it to me.
I need to interject.
Please do.
Can I interject at this point?
Interject him.
Thank you. Might I suggest...
Yes.
...that the whole universe is under threat, John? The whole universe is under threat.
Right.
The comedian Noel Edmonds, as you know, has been expanding into a gas for some time.
Yes.
And as everybody is aware, eventually Edmonds will collapse into a singularity. And the entire world will be sucked rapidly into his Mr. Blobby. All that will remain then will be a crust of Edmonds. And it won't be much, but it will be enough to harbour some rudimentary life forms, such as Labradors. And they, of course, will need a radio station. So the continued existence of this show depends on the residual crust of Noel Edmonds.
So your argument is that crusts are vital and important.
Well, he also said Noel Edmonds was a comedian.
Just in terms of listening numbers, you need all the crust you can get.
You're absolutely right. Look, I want to talk about these trials that they've been doing in Sweden that I'm sure you're very much aware of. Now they
well, you're always talking about these trials.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about them.
We are going to talk about them because I'm in charge of this debate. So in Sweden, as you know, the trials are they've left the euro, they've gone out of the currency, and they've taken earn a crust very literally, and people are now paid in crust, which I know you won't like, Rudy.
Rediger.
I know you won't like that, but that's how they're surviving. They're using them, but they're using crusts to buy bread to eat. So you go and buy some bread, but you have to give over a crust to buy the bread, a bread crust to buy the crust, to buy the bread, which has the crust. And it's become confusing. But in your world, Ellen, in your world, where you want crust, that's
my world.
Your world is a confusing world, is what the point is.
Yeah. He's got you there.
I do agree my world is confusing. I mean, I took the liberty of phoning the Swedish government, John, and they told me categorically that none of these trials exist. The last trial they actually did was to try and clone ABBA from some of Benny's personal follicle collection.
Yeah.
But that just created Roxette, who then bred like rabbits and ruined the wildlife.
I think we're straying. So, I mean, that is true what you say, but we are straying slightly from the point.
Let me speak for a while, because I haven't been able to say anything. This is disgusting.
Well, you're disgusting.
You're wondering what I'm doing.
You can't even
say your name, Rediger.
Rediger. Well, let me say this. The crusts are a foreign invention. They were only brought here in 1872 by Mary Berry when she returned from Italy. And because they were very dry, she used a box full of crusts to soak up the residual liquid from her soggy sphincter. Now, I think it's outrageous. It's just filthy.
Well,
Mary Berry has brought many crusty things back from many foreign lands, and I think good on her.
I think your crustos, which I'll probably have to explain for your listeners as they don't seem the smartest bunch, that means having a thin, crusty thallus that adheres closely to a surface on which it is growing.
Mr. Big Word Rediger, I have a big word for you. There's a word in Swedish, fluff me pumpernickel dickle, which is physically untranslatable, but actually means the light in the eyes of an old person who's just been given the last crust from a herring. Now, I don't know about you.
Well, there's a German word, hudelkudel. It means unstructured mess. And that sounds quite apt. But what about this? Lobster,
the Welsh crab. There's a Welsh word, Flecklunglig Oclambata, which means a scenario involving Donald Trump, a Playgirl magazine, and a sponge, of which I'm sure you're very familiar, Mr. Riediger.
Okay, well, this is just, look, Krusty the Clown over
this
here.
This has just turned into personal attacks now. It's not helping anyone, is it? Let's try and...
Well, it is.
Let's try...
It's helping me a lot.
Let's try and keep it civil.
Can we actually...
This is a debate
better?
Forum. It's not
a... it when you shut up and that just let us have a go at one another.
Let's have an hour of personal attacks.
Yeah.
Just personal attacks.
I mean, it'll probably help the ratings.
Let me bring in...
personal attack show.
Bring in the word. I want to say a word to you now, right? And I want a crustacean, right? Now, that is wrong, because you shouldn't crush an Asian, should you? You shouldn't do that.
Well, you should do, I think. What's the harm?
You can bounce off them.
In Thailand, you can get it very cheap if you go there. I went to Bangkok last year, had a marvellous time doing it.
Have they let you back yet? I thought they didn't let you out.
Well, I can't speak too much. All I will say is Mr. Glitter. And leave it to you.
Now, bringing it back to the debate. In Sweden, where they were doing trials with...
these trials. With... They've denied it. The Swedish government's...
I know, so you say, but they've been doing trials where they removed the... So it all got very confusing, as I was saying. They were using crusts as currency, and when it came to buy bread in the supermarket, it became very confusing. So what they had to do was they had to take the crusts off the bread and replace them with scabs from the knees of Swedish children that had fallen over in the playground, right? Which, you know, I mean, this is a matter of fact. I mean, you know, it's not... It can't be denied. That is what they did. And
I'm denying it.
No. And
well, I know. I've heard it is true. I heard this because they had that annual show every year in London, Crusts. I went, and David Cameron won Best in Show because everyone agreed he was the biggest scab in the country.
Yes. So
very crusty. They did a trial in Wales where they cut the crusts off everything, including Tom Jones's underwear. But it took so long they all lost interest and went home.
Yeah, see, you're kind of proving my point, I think, because there was also, remember that boy in Lowestoft who they found last year and he'd mummified himself, encrusted in his own seminal fluid while watching Nigella Lawson oil her breasts.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I remember it for 15 minutes before I go to bed.
And on evening. That note, we must, we've run out of time for the debate, which,
Well, I've got more good stuff, so I should...
Alan. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Integument.
Thank you. And Rüdiger.
And the word is crust hole.
Thank you. What are your thoughts? Do we need crusts? I mean, on bread? On the earth? Do we need crusts anymore? Any kind of crust? Do we need scabs? Should we get rid of them and just bleed out? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get free UK mainland delivery and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. Offers available till the 24th of November while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us, and you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way.
New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it.
Drunken escapades, scrapes with death, gentlemen sausages. What more would you expect from the Grand Tour with Clarkson, Hammond and May? Find out what happened. Read the Clarkson Takeover of the Sunday Times magazine and their exclusive interview with me, Camilla Long, as they discuss life after the BBC. Pick up the Sunday Times this weekend.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Slow on the M1 northbound in Bedfordshire due to an earlier accident between Junction 10 and Junction 11 for the Dunstable Road, and congestion on the M1 back to Junction 7 for Hemel Hempstead. All lanes have been reopened now, however. In South Yorkshire, the M18 northbound, one lane closed and very slow traffic due to an accident between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for the A1M. Better news in Histon, the A14 westbound between 32 and 31 has now been reopened after recovery work on the accident was completed. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Audi approved used event is only on until Monday. Drop everything. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the Friday afternoon. Live music on the way in the next half an hour or so from our busker, who we have dragged in from the streets. He'll be playing live in the studio. That's what we do on a Friday. There's also some requests, of course. You can request a speech or a talk as part of Some Request Friday. The number's 87222.
With the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But before that, some of your reactions have been coming in for the debate on whether or not we still need crusts in this day and age. Cornelius, what's been coming in there?
Lots coming in. John, I am from the hashtag Trust the Crust campaign, yeah, and we've got the official backing of Donald Trump, so if you don't vote for us, we will grab you. And John, without the word crust, what words will we have to rhyme with this following list of words that rhymes with crust?
Mm-hmm.
Trust, must, lust, just, fussed, and shushed.
Thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in. John, all this debate about crusts are actually very healthy for you. Every morning I have every morning I have a crust smoothie, John. I take bread crusts, I take part of the earth's mantle and some scabs, and I put them in my Nutribullet. Other Nutribullets are available, and mix them all up and I drink it down, John. It's good for you in the sense that it isn't. John, if you take all of the bread crusts in the world and straighten them out, you'd be classified as mentally ill. And always eat your crusts, John. It'll put hairs on your chests. What do gorillas eat? That's right, vegetation, and bamboo shoots and 5 litres of undiluted blackcurrant squash. If you've got an opinion, a reaction, a thought, then let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. You have to do the thing as well.
Yeah.
The cost.
The cost, yes. We have to do it. Well, you've been off.
Yeah, well, I got an email,
and
though.
The rules changed.
Yes.
So we have to, once an hour now, we have to say how much the text cost or something.
So you say, start your message with the word talk.
Yeah.
Text cost 25p plus your standard network
That's
rate.
Right.
And then at Talk Radio on Twitter, how much does that cost?
That's free.
Is it?
Yeah.
It costs you for like your internet there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway, it's Some Request Friday. Now, this has come in. It says this. Hi, John. It's gorgeous weather today, so it's really put me in the mood to go dogging. I'm hoping to bump into you-know-who. As I pack my bag with the usual stuff, the mask, etc., could you please play me Jamie Oliver's TED Talk on obesity in American children? It gets me in the mood when I go out, as it gives me the horn. That's from Malky. Thank you, Malky. Especially for you, then. Here it is. Jamie Oliver's TED Talk on obesity in American children as part of Some Request Friday on Talk Radio.
OK. We, the adults of the last four generations, have blessed our children with the destiny of a shorter lifespan than their own parents. Your child will live a life 10 years younger than you because of the landscape of food that we've built around them. Two-thirds of this room today in America are statistically overweight or obese. You lot, you're all right, but we'll get you eventually, don't worry. Right? The statistics of bad health are clear, very clear. We spend our lives being paranoid about death, murder, homicide, you name it, it's on the front page of every paper, CNN. Look at homicide at the bottom, for God's sake.
And there it is. It's Jamie Oliver's TED Talk, playing that especially for Malky, who's popping off dogging for the weekend and wanted to hear that as it gets him in the mood. If you've got a speech or a talk that you would like us to play as part of some Request Friday, the number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, the hater's gonna hate. That's right, it's part of the programme where we take all of the haters' texts and tweets that we've had over the preceding week. And rather than report them to the authorities or block them on Twitter or start a Twitter spat with them, what we do instead is collate them and we put them into the hands and mouth of a man called Con. Now, he then takes them, not to the bin, but to the lift here at Talk Radio, and his job is simple. It is to read out the haters' texts and tweets as that lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we like to call condescending. And he should be there live from the lift now. Good afternoon, Cornelius, you in the lift?
Yes, hello, John.
Hello.
Here I am in the company lift here at Hatfield.
Yes.
I've, of course, changed the radio that's in here to this. I'm just really in the mood for a bit of this today.
We'll come to a low value very soon. It is a very small number of years, he says.
Awesome. It's the low, sultry sound of Voice of Islam. Hello, yeah, down, please. Just so I'm going to have to press all the buttons. Who are you, sorry?
I'm James.
James, what do you do?
I used to work in partnerships at TalkSport until I moved to Reuters.
Oh, so you've been, so you're leaving the company?
Indeed.
Excellent. Well, you're on air at the moment. These are texts and tweets that we got into John Holmes' show. Can you read this one out from Mary on top?
John, I'm so sorry to hear about your increased listeners. I just feel like it's more poor people who this show is now conflicted on.
Fantastic. Stonkies on Twitter said, John, I hope they demolish your home and build the third runway there. Which is pretty harsh. An anonymous text said, this year for Halloween, I'm going to play several recordings of Cornelius's voice to my children as they sleep to give them nightmares.
Yeah, fair.
Nice thought, I like it. Pertinent timing given Halloween.
Lucy on Twitter says, I'm going to my student hall's Halloween party dressed as Ginger producer Dave. A tech said, wow, this show is dire.
Agree.
You agree. Yeah, well, there's a reason
to
leave it. Okay. Thanks.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm glad he's gone. Tex says, I can't imagine anyone of good mind and nature who actually listens to this drivel.
Next.
Cupid on Twitter says, it rained hard this morning, but it doesn't compare to the shower of stuff coming out of my radio from 1 o'clock. And then we've had a tweet from @pmatty1 during the week. He said, first time of listening and possibly the worst radio show I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. Obviously, I retweeted that. And then he went, F off, mate. You're not effing funny. And
nice.
And then he went on to follow that tweet saying, this is a show for a special type of moron, which someone called @pointsofme replied, are you the wrong type of moron then? @pmatty1 did go on to block me for some reason. I don't know why. Back to you, John.
That was a complicated one. Thank you, Cornelius. That's Cornelius. He's in the lift with weird people reading out the texts and tweets from the haters. So if you hate me personally or this show and want to tell us about it, then why not do so? 87222 is our number.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can do it on Twitter at Talk Radio, @TalkRadio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or you can do it to me personally at JohnHolmes1, JohnHolmes, and the number 1. And you could find your abuse being read out live from the lift next week in Condescending. Right, 3:30, the news is next.
Talk Radio.
Victoria's got it.
Thanks, John. Uber has been told it must pay the minimum wage and holiday pay to its drivers in a tribunal ruling which could benefit tens of thousands of other workers. The decision threatens the business model of the taxi app, which treats drivers as self-employed instead of staff. Sky's technology correspondent Tom Cheshire says other companies may have to follow suit.
Any platform where people sign up to do odd jobs or to deliver food, things like that, that could all be under review as a result of this case. This is a real turning point in a very new sort of digital economy, and it hasn't gone Uber's way this time.
Uber claims its drivers want to be self-employed and says it'll appeal. Police say they believe a house fire in Birmingham which killed a boy and girl is linked to a car fire in Staffordshire. The vehicle was found in Newcastle under Lyme, and a man thought to be the children's father suffered life-threatening injuries. At least 10 terror attacks in Britain have been foiled in the last 2 years. It's also been revealed security services and counter-terrorism units are currently dealing with around 550 live cases at any one time. There are no plans to review the safety certificate or reduce the capacity at the London Stadium following the violence at West Ham's game against Chelsea on Wednesday. 3 people have been charged and 3 bailed, pending further inquiries after fans clashed. 200 people face banning orders. And Apple has put its prices up because of the weak pound caused by the EU referendum result. Some computers cost almost £500 more than they did yesterday. The weather mostly dry overnight, although some rain for parts of western Scotland and some other western coasts and hills, lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be generally cloudy with any brighter spells most likely further east. Still feeling mild with highs of 16. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
Thank you. What are you doing this weekend? Anything exciting?
I'm going to a really pretentious restaurant later.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's pretentious about it?
They serve zebra.
What?
Crocodile. Jerk rabbit. Guinea fowl, and get this, there's no prices, you just have to give a donation at the end.
Well, that's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah,
you could get a meal for a 2p.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure that's not the done thing, to just give a couple of pence.
Yeah, but if you just drop it in a box, you could just a couple of buttons or something, no one's going to know.
I don't know quite how they demand the payment or donations.
Well, I look forward to your review of it on Monday.
How's your weekend looking?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh.
Take the children out, probably somewhere.
That's a nice thing to do.
I'll do that. Yeah. That's what I do the weekend.
Oh, good.
But other than that, don't know. Anyway, there you go. Oh, although I think they've got a party. I think the children are going to a party.
A Halloween party?
It might be a birthday / Halloween party.
Are
one
you
going to
get dressed up for this?
I don't know.
Oh, because I heard that you like wearing fishnets.
Anyway.
Because it's being broadcast on Talk Radio a lot today.
Yeah.
Apparently that's what, you know, Halloween gives you the excuse to wear what you normally can't wear in public. Mm-hmm. And that thing may or may not be fishnet tights. Are you going to say anything?
I'm neither confirming nor denying it. Right, live music on the way on Talk Radio.
The radio station that'll give you the willies. Talk Radio. Don't you dare fall asleep. Stay awake with the keeper of the Talk Radio crypt, Halloween Lee. Late night radio from another dimension. Sleep all day, party all night, never grow old, never die. Ian Lee, tonight, as the bell tolls 10.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's Friday, as you can't have failed to notice. And on a Friday here on Talk Radio in the afternoon, what we like to do is bring you live music. And we do it in your face, Virgin Radio downstairs, because we do it in session in here by dragging in a busker every week from the streets where they are performing and earning good money. And then we spoil all that by making them come in here at microphone point and perform for us, thereby losing them half an hour's work. Anyway, joined today by Rupert. Hello, Rupert.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah. So how long have you been busking and where did we find you?
I don't know where I was found.
Okay, interesting.
I just got a message on Twitter.
Oh, good. So you were saying, you were spotted.
I must have been spotted somewhere, and I came in and I said, yeah, okay, I'll do that. That sounds
excellent.
Fun.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it taking it seriously since January.
Did you take it amusingly before that?
Well, no. I did it for the first time 2 years ago.
Yep.
In the summer. And I remember I only did it four times and I chickened out. Okay. I was terrified.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I was terrified the first time I did it. And and then I chickened out. And then the following summer, I forced myself to do it again. Yeah. And then...
And now it's fine.
Now it's fine.
Yeah.
What was it?
Was it a sort of performing nerves thing? It does take balls to go and stand up and do that in front of people. But is that scarier than, say, a gig situation?
In a way, yes, because it's different to a gigging situation. Because when you go... Say, I started in Kingston,
yeah,
town centre, pedestrianised centre, and you're not... You know, people are not there to hear you. People are there to show up and do whatever they want, okay?
Yeah.
And so you spend the most of your time looking at people and they just stare at you. But you basically end up getting dirty looks from everybody.
Right.
But not deliberately. It's because, you know, when somebody walks past, you hear some sound, you look at them, and then you look away again, you go, oh, there's some music. But you end up thinking everyone's kind of looking at you weirdly. So you're thinking, oh, have I decided to do a wrong thing here?
Yeah.
Is this a terrible idea? This was bad. I probably should never busk again. This is awful. But then eventually, you know, people stop and watch, or they put some change in, and you think, oh, okay, this is going to work. You do it again, you get a bit of confidence, and...
That's interesting, because most people I've spoken to, so we do this every week, so
yeah.
Everyone's got their own stories to tell, and it's all very interesting about their backgrounds and how they ended up doing it.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I've heard somebody sort of start it and chicken out, which I think is interesting, because most people have a burning desire to just do it, so they do.
Well, I had that as well.
Yeah, but you had to sort of match that with the nerves in order to
Had to get over it.
All right. Is this your first time on the radio, performing on the radio? Have you done that before?
I've been on the radio a few times.
Oh, so we're fine.
Yeah, I'm a pro at this.
Yeah, good. Right, what are we going to hear first?
I'm going to do a cover of Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake.
Yep. All right. Yep. Okay, so we'll do live music, then we'll come back, have a chat, and do some more before the end of the show.
Okay.
Good stuff. Okay. What's your surname, Rupert?
Caney.
Rupert Caney.
CA anyway.
Thank you. Rupert Caney, live on Talk Radio as one of our busker sessions.
Thank you.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. So just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. So just hold on, we're going home. Oh, I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you should be. So just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. So just hold on, we're going home. Oh. You're the girl, you're the one. Give you everything I love. I think there's something. I think there's something. You're the girl, you're the one. Give you everything I love. I think there's something. I think there's something. Georgia, I'm drinking and you know it. You act so different around me. Georgia, I'm drinking and you know it. I know I'm exactly who you should be. So just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. So just hold on, we're going home. Oh, so just hold on, we're going home. Just so now I'm going home. I'm sorry to do these things alone. So just so now I'm going home. Oh, so just so now I'm going home.
Live music on the radio. From Rupert, is that a crowd pleaser? Do you do that out there?
Yeah, I think it is a crowd pleaser. You get a couple of Drake fans. I do a couple of Drake songs.
Yeah.
I do a lot of pop stuff in my set, a lot of pop covers. People tend to love that kind of thing. I try to keep in touch with the charts, you know, learn chart stuff.
And yeah,
I love playing chart stuff. I don't have a problem with it.
So what other sort of things do you have a style of music that you go for, or do you kind of, you can turn your hand to any of it
I mean, I have like an older set of like, you know,
yeah,
rock and roll stuff and things, but generally I like to play the pop stuff, you know, throw in some Ed Sheeran, some Justin Bieber, some Rihanna.
Yeah. Then do you sneak your own stuff in alongside it?
Yeah, occasionally. Occasionally I do.
Yeah.
But not so much, actually.
Okay.
Not so much. I just tend to do lots of covers.
All right.
With a loop pedal, loop it up, layer it, you know, make sure. It really interesting.
All right, listen, we'll come back and have some more music from you. We've got to go to Traffic and Travel now. And then something technical will happen, whereby we're going to be trying to talk live to Kate Lawler, who is downstairs on Virgin Radio right now, for reasons that will become clear, Rupert. So stay with us.
All right.
Another tune coming from Rupert very shortly. Live music on a Friday on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Sometimes opportunity knocks, but right now it's ringing the front doorbell. With the new Ring video doorbell, you can see and speak with anyone at your door, whether you're home or not. The Ring video doorbell uses an HD camera and motion detection to alert your smartphone, so you can see who's at the front door anytime from anywhere. Get the Ring video doorbell for just £159 or save up to £75 on a Ring of Security bundle at ring.com/talkradio. Home Wi-Fi required.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think, how about a rear parking camera in every Civic so you can squeeze into small spaces? And wouldn't 0% finance with a £500 deposit contribution make it easier to afford? Why not visit your nearest Honda dealer for a test drive? See what you think. Selected dealers registered by 31st of December 2016. Petrol models only while stocks last. 0% APR representative. Terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Slow on the M1 northbound in Bedfordshire due to an earlier accident between Junction 10 and Junction 11 for the Dunstable Road, and congestion on the M1 back to Junction 7 for Hemel Hempstead. All lanes have been reopened now, however. In South Yorkshire, the M18 northbound, one lane closed and very slow traffic due to an accident between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for the A1M. Better news in Histon, the A14 westbound between 32 and 31 has now been reopened after recovery work on the accident was completed. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Audi approved used event is only on until Monday. Drop everything. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show this Saturday from midnight only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. More live music coming from Rupert Caney very shortly. He is our busker today. We've dragged him in off the streets. And very shortly, we'll be linking up with Kate Lawler, who is live at the moment on doing her show on Virgin Radio. And the reason we're doing that is because I'm going straight from here after this to do drive time on Virgin. That's right. I'm pulling a double shift. So I'll be going downstairs to do Drive on Virgin, where I won't have to talk constantly because they play records. So they have it easy down there. They really do. I'll be brutally honest with you. It's a doddle. So then, here we are, looking, as we do here on the Talk Radio, at the news. And what we've noticed is that it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius. I know you can't. But it's all right, because we can explain the news to you. And we do it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Rupert, you're probably aware of this yourself. When you drill down into the news and really get right down into the nitty-gritty of the news and analyse it, what you end up with is Japanese poetry.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Violence in prisons increases by a third. I say lock them all up.
News in haikus. Yasmin Khan will be joining us shortly as well, I imagine, because she's doing drive time. And she's got good news. I'm not going to spoil it now. But she has good news.
In haikus?
No. Just in herself. So Yasmin Khan with us very shortly. Now, we've got to link up with Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio are our sister station, of course, our music sister station, who are literally downstairs. Here they are, coming live now. This is Virgin Radio that you're listening to on Talk Radio.
Tom O'Dell.
And in a moment, Kate Lawler, who's presenting on Virgin, will be talking to us live on her programme.
I think it'll be in 45 seconds, guys.
She'll be there in 45 seconds, as she just said. There she was.
Hey, Kate.
Hi, Kate. Yes, fine, carry on. So she's talking to us off air now, but when we go live to her in a minute, Talk Radio will be broadcasting on Virgin Radio, and Virgin Radio will be broadcasting here on Talk Radio. That's how it's going to work. Let's listen to Kate's back ammo of Tom O'Dell.
Here we go.
Playing this especially for John Holmes and the crew on Talk Radio right now. Waiting for this song to finish so we can have a live link up and a little chinwag about what's on the show at 4 o'clock. He's in for Matt Richardson, who's at a celebrity haunted hotel somewhere in Kent. Let's see if he's there. John?
Hi, Kate.
Yes.
How are you?
It's working again.
We did this on Wednesday, of course.
It's so much fun.
Because it is fun. It is. I mean, I'm amazed it works, frankly, because, you know, it's here.
So right now you're listening to me on Virgin Radio and John on Talk Radio. We're both on the other stations as well.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I will be coming down there to present Drive Time in about 10 minutes.
How is your double shift on Wednesday?
It's fine. You like have it easy down there, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Because I have to talk for 3 hours up here. down there, you just don't have to do anything. Put the music on.
Oh, sometimes I get to play 3 songs in a row.
Good Lord.
I know. You looking forward to Halloween?
It's Monday, isn't it, Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You doing anything this weekend
for it? Is this an interview? We started an interview
now. No, I'm just saying, because I love Halloween.
Do you?
It's Halloween weekend.
Have you got a costume?
Not this year. Not this year.
What was that thing you were wearing earlier on Twitter?
I was Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo.
Well, you know, it's sort of, I suppose.
Yeah, I was a poo, by the way. I was a poo. Just before you think I was something else, I was a poo.
If we take no other sentence from this, the only one I'm taking now is, I was a poo.
Did you get my message about Rockbusters, what we're about to play live on Virgin Radio and Talk Radio right now, John Holmes?
Yes, I did. You WhatsApped it to me.
Yeah, but do you know the letters and everything?
No, I didn't get any of that.
Oh, brilliant. This is going to go swimmingly. Oh, right. Well, what normally happens is you pick letters of the alphabet and I ask questions with rock trivia relating to those letters of the alphabet. And what I normally do is pretend that you've picked them.
Yeah.
but I forgot to tell you what letters you're choosing.
That's correct.
So,
yeah.
So the cover is blown.
Right, good.
So what we're going to do is, what I'm going to do is just tell you the letters that you would have been choosing.
Go on then.
Let's play Rockbusters.
Okay.
Your first letter is M.
Oh, I would have chosen that.
So you've got to say, can I have an M, please?
Can
Bob?
I have an M, please, Bob?
Yes, you can. Which M rubbed his junk against the head of a security guard in Clarkston, Michigan, 2001?
Me.
Oh, I'd love it if it was you.
I don't know.
It was Marilyn Manson.
Of course it was.
Who later claimed it was a victory for art. Your next letter's O.
Oh, I'll have an O, please, Bob.
Certainly. Which O paid $10,000 for a Yorkshire Terrier at a charity auction?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Correct.
Yes.
Was that a guess?
It was, yes, but it's really the only O you can go for. I mean,
it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
There aren't many rockers.
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding, yeah.
Proper rock and roll. Your next letter's L.
I'll have an L, please, Bob.
Certainly. Which L called Noel Gallagher a potato, a toad, a scary clown, and the Ronnie Corbett of rock?
Well, that would be Liam.
Final answer?
Liam.
Yes, it was Liam. Oh, it was pretty easy, wasn't it? Next time, we're going to go difficult, right? So
right.
I was being nice to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what's coming up on the show after 4 o'clock?
I am.
And any music? Do you have any idea what you're playing?
God, no one's told me yet.
Moby, Green Day, Lucas Graham, Michael Kiwanuka, Alanis Morissette, Sia, Kendrick Lamar, David Bowie and Viola Beach. There you go.
Excellent. I liked all of those.
All right, I'll let you get back to your show.
Thank you. And you, Kate.
Look forward to hearing you later on.
That's Kate Lawler. She's
John Holmes will be here.
Go away. She's live on Virgin Radio there and then was live on Talk Radio at the same time and vice versa. I'll be on Virgin playing those songs and talking more rubbish just after 4 o'clock. But speaking of music... Live music is where we're at. Rupert Caney is with us. He is our busker for today. We dragged him in off the streets where he's forced to perform at microphone point. Already we've had a Drake cover. What are we doing next, Rupert?
I'm going to play the Johnny Cash version of the Nine Inch Nails song Hurt.
Excellent stuff. Here we go. Rupert Caney live on Talk Radio.
I hurt myself today. See if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. Familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend. I become.
miles away. I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Superb stuff there. I love that song.
So do I. I only learnt it recently.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought, oh, I'm going to
do it.
That's
a cracking version. What's interesting about that is it's that version that's become the Johnny Cash version. I mean, he's become the thing.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone's sort of forgotten it was 9-inch Nails.
I hadn't even heard the 9-inch Nails version.
It's good. It's good as well. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I've heard.
But honestly, that's really
a
good.
Bit.
Where would we find you? I was tweeting that you're in, and we'll put all this on Twitter and all this stuff.
Great,
but where would we find you online? Should we wish to track you down, Rupert?
If you want to track me down, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook.
Yep.
Most of the others.
All of
at moderns. Rupert Caney.
At Rupert Caney.
It's just the same everywhere.
Okay.
At Rupert Caney.
At Rupert Caney.
Quite easy.
We will. That was filmed as well by our resident. What are you?
Digital producer.
Sex Luke, who will put that up online. It's a long story.
I bet it is.
And last time I tried to tell it on air, Luke swore on live radio. So
we're not going to have a repeat of that, are we?
There we go. We'll tell you later. Anyway,
okay.
Rupert, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Much obliged.
Pleasure.
And look!
Hello.
Look at you.
Hello.
Oh, I said you had some good news.
Yes.
You've won an award.
I have. I've got it in my bag.
Oh, show me the money.
I'm thinking either of fashioning it into a tiara.
Look at that.
Or a really big medallion.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a bit of heavy duty glass.
Yeah,
is that?
Wow. What did you, what have you won?
So it was at the Asian Media Awards.
Yep.
And I am apparently Radio Presenter of the Year 2016.
Come on, beating all the other contenders.
I am the best brown presenter of all the brown presenters.
Yes.
There, I can say that.
Well done. I wasn't going to say it.
No, because you're already a massive racist.
That's exactly right.
And I can just make it worse for you.
When we went out for a drink, to have a coffee the other day, you told me that you were definitely not going to win this. That's what you said.
I genuinely believe that.
Yeah.
And when I walked into the room last night, you know, it was a nice fancy do and everything. I was with my friend and our table was, I mean, it might as well have been behind the back curtain.
Yeah.
It's like right at the back of the room. And I said, oh, mate, you know, we can relax, forget it. I'm sat so far back. And then people around us towards the back started winning. And she was like, no, we're in. This is going to happen. It's going to happen. I was like, no, it isn't. So when they actually said my name, as all good radio presenters, I lost the ability to speak.
Yes, of course.
I think I mumbled something.
You mumbled some thanks.
Some
I
thanks.
Hope you thanked me.
I'm pretty sure-ish I did.
Fine. Okay. Well, congratulations. That's very good news.
Thank you.
Very well done. You know, I was up for the award last night as well.
How did that go?
Let's move on. So...
Awkward.
I didn't win mine.
Okay.
I was up for Travel Writer of the Year.
It's about being nominated.
That's what I say. It's about the winning.
So
isn't
not.
It? Yeah, I know. What's coming up on your award-winning show?
We are going to be talking about using phones in your car. Apparently people are doing this more and more. They're not paying attention to fines. They think they're going to get away with it. And so more of us are stopping at the lights, checking social media, doing all of that.
Yep.
It's getting worse.
Yep.
So we're talking about that. Also in the show, male contraception. There's an injection that's been trialled.
There is. I know. It stops men getting pregnant. It's 100% effective.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Proper science boffins have done it and everything.
Yeah.
But it seems...
I think Nissan are making it up in Sunderland. I think that's what I read.
I think you might be mixing these stories up. And the price has gone up because of the pound.
Yeah.
That's something like that.
Where do you have the jab? Where does it go?
I don't know.
Does it go in your...
Who do you what's it?
Oh, yeah.
In your little Jonathan, as you call it.
If you like.
No,
okay.
I don't think
just
so. But it has lots of side effects. So we'll be talking about that and whether or not, you know, if you're a bloke,
yes.
Would you take the responsibility of being the one to have, you know, because when I read it and it said, oh, but it's got loads of side effects. Oh, really? Has it? That's sad. Because the female ones haven't, have they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. So that makes sense. Of course, it'll have side effects. So why shouldn't?
Yeah.
But do we know what the side effects are?
Well, it's a hormone. So everything that comes with that can be.
Sort of depression, perhaps, or
that kind of thing.
But much the same as
the female ones. So, yeah. Right. And also, we've got music review, and I've got a great comedian who's over here touring at the moment from India called Veer Das. He's going to be talking to us as well.
Splendid. Yasmin Khan, the award-winning Yasmin Khan.
Thank you.
With you next on Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday, Halloween, between 1 and 4, and I'm now going downstairs to do Drive Time on Virgin. So, you know, whatever Yasmin, it doesn't matter. Just follow.
Show
just
off.
All right. Right, well, have a good weekend. Bye.
The radio station that'll give you the willies.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.